The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Twin River Resort and Casino is the place to play our Drop and Win Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your River Club card daily, guaranteed to win free slot play, entries, or prizes. Weekly drawings for free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawing on Thursday, October 31st at 8 p.m. Keep earning those entries for more chances to win. Two grand prize winners, $10,000 each. Drop the puck and win big bucks. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The world has gone crazy. Men are now women. Women are now men. Women want to wussify and castrate men. Now, if you give somebody the A-OK sign that has been the universal symbol for, 50-plus years, now all of a sudden you are considered a racist. But there's good news. There is one place you can come that you know is a respite from all the political correctness poppycock. You know there is one place you can come where we will tell it like it is. We are not afraid to be alpha. We are not afraid to upset people that may think we're not, and I'm using air quotes, woke. We don't care, because as alphas, we are confident in who we are. Other people, be damned. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the political correctness bastards. Your five-star global general and commanding Alpha male in chief, front and center at Command Center Alpha. As always, I am loaded with program material to get to. We are celebrating Cigar Oktoberfest the entire month of October. I've got in front of me three great beers. Yesterday, I decided I would take a field trip and go over to one of the very well-stocked spirits, beer, wine stores in the cigar city of Tampa. I couldn't help myself. I selected about 38 different craft beers and other beers to sample over the next few weeks, including our big sampling that will occur. Let me look at my calendar here. I got to break it out. I can't believe we're almost in the middle of October. That will be, 2 weeks, Saturday, October 26th. Now, next week, we'll be discussing home brewing. So if you've always wanted to be a home brewer, you need to listen next week. We will have a fantastic show, Home Brewing 101 Maneuvers, everything you need to know about creating your own beer. It's really not that hard. And it's, if you enjoy beer, something you may want to take a listen to, I'm sure you will certainly enjoy it. So I've got three beers this week, probably have another one or two next week, and then on Saturday, October 26th, 2 weeks from today, we'll conduct our giant Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting maneuvers, to celebrate Oktoberfest in München. Maybe we'll get some nice kraut food as well, Deutsche Kraut, German food. Oh, by the way, Angela Merkel will not be invited nor permitted anywhere near Command Center Alpha for that beer tasting edition. All right, lot to get to today. As always, follow me on social media, Twitter at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook Cigar Dave. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You can follow us anywhere you need to go. Lot of items to get to. As I was saying in the opening comments here, it seems the world has gone nuts. Every time you look around, things that should be very simple, that should be condemned very easily, are not. Things that should not be condemned are condemned. People, kids that should be living normal lives, all of a sudden now are being encouraged to break out of the mold in very odd ways. So we've got all of that today that we will get to. I've got some great emails from some listeners and alphas I want to get to. Just a plethora. So my desk is just strewn, and I should say that not only do I have Puppy Baron, Pendragon's Royal Baron, but I also have Sultan today. Sultan now mostly likes to stay in the Pleasure Palace, but this morning I had Puppy Baron in the motorcade, and Sultan was sitting by the side looking out, and he said, he just looked at me. I said, come on, Sultan, let's go back inside. No way, wouldn't go. I said, you want to go? You want to go conduct broadcast maneuvers today? Ears went up, got right up. And at 14, German Shepherd of 14, he's hobbling a little bit. He's got great hips, but their muscles tend to sometimes degenerate at that age. So he walks slowly and limberly, but he went right to the motorcade. We got him up on the ramp, and he is here with us today. In fact, I'm just looking over here. Wait, let me just take a look. Yep, they're both out cold. They are both out cold, but if you hear some barking in the background, you'll know it's Baron or Pendragon's Royal Sultan. Always great to have them. All right. I told you at the opening segment that for years and years and years, when you put your two fingers, your thumb and your index finger together in a circle, you made the okay sign, like, hey, everything's great, everything's A-okay. In fact, many times when I'm eating, a waiter or waitress will come up and say, is everything satisfactory? Is your food delicious? My mouth is full. I don't want to open my mouth. Don't want to be rude, so I'll look and nod and give them the A-OK signal. And they're like, oh, great, great. Now, all of a sudden, that A-OK signal is racist. The Anti-Defamation League has an online database of hate symbols. Last week, the OK gesture was added. Now, I don't know who the hell the ADL thinks they are, that all of a sudden, something that's been used for maybe more than 50 years, certainly my entire lifetime. In fact, I remember there was an oil company as a kid, and I can't remember. I don't even know if they're still in business. Maybe it was Kendall Oil. And the logo was just somebody with, you didn't see a person, just a hand making the A-OK symbol, you know, the index and the thumb together, because their oil was A-OK. That was, and I think it was Kendall Oil. Let me take a look real, let me see if I can find that. Kendall Oil sign. Let me take a look. I remember it as a kid. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Kendall Motor Oil. Sergeant Steve, pull that up. Just do an online search, Kendall Oil sign, and you can see they basically have the two fingers and the A-OK, like, hey, everything's great. Drive with Kendall confidence. The 2,000-mile, it's so funny, 2,000-mile oil. That was way back. Today, you go, what, 8,000, 10,000 miles without an oil change. But back then, it was 2,000 miles. But a universal symbol. So now the ADL says in their online database of hate symbols, they have added the A-OK sign. Why? Because apparently some white supremacists have hijacked that symbol. And so consequently, the hate on display, called the Hate on Display Hate Symbols Database, of the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, ADL.org. Now, they use the hate symbol. And I'm looking here. They've got the Aryan Cowboy Brotherhood, the Aryan Fist. They've got all these different, you know, tattoos. Okay, I get that. You know, here's somebody, Boots and Laces, which skinheads. Okay, Brotherhood Fever, which has the SS symbol. I understand that. Burning Cross, I get that. Confederate flag, okay, I get that too. But what I don't get is because some group of whack jobs takes a symbol that has been used for years and years and years, now all of a sudden they're saying, nope, nobody can use that because the okay hand gesture is now racist. And I'm looking at it, and here's what they say. a common hand gesture that a 4chan trolling campaign claimed in 2017 had been appropriated as a symbol meaning white power, used by many on the right, not just extremists, for the purpose of trolling liberals. The symbol eventually came to be used by actual white supremacists as well. Caution must be used in evaluating instances of this symbol's use. And actually, the way they figure this out, this is so ridiculous. Sergeant Steve, I want you to post this. When you make the symbol, okay, with the way it is, your index finger and your thumb in a circle, and then your three other fingers, you know, your middle finger, your ring finger, your pinky finger all up, when you draw letters, you can make it look like WP, like white power. Now, never in a million years would I ever look by doing the AOK sign saying, boy, if I take my three fingers and draw a W, and then you can take the index and the thumb and technically make it into a P, where are they coming up with this bull nonsense? That's exactly what it is. If somebody's a hate group, you know it. You certainly know the difference. If somebody is wearing a skinhead, wearing swastikas and that are tattooed all over their body, and white power and Aryan power on a T-shirt, compared to somebody that says, hey, everything's A-OK. Well, the latest example of this ridiculousness is Universal Orlando. A Universal Orlando actor who is dressed as the movie character Gru, whoever the hell that is, has been fired for making an OK hand gesture that has been designated again by the ADL as a symbol used by white supremacists. Apparently, this actor, there was a girl who was taking a picture, and this actor came behind her, like many of the characters do. She's a biracial girl, and made the A-OK hand gesture. Hey, everything's okay. People do that all the time. You do thumbs up, you do okay. That doesn't necessarily, and in no way, shape, or form is that interpreted to be a hate signal. Well, what happened? The photo shows the actor as Gru from the Despicable Me movie standing behind the girl, makes the okay gesture on her shoulder. And it was taken at a character breakfast. Well, obviously, Universal Orlando sees this and says, oh, that's unacceptable. That is racist. The actor was fired. And Universal confirmed to the Associated Press the unidentified actor, no longer works for the company, saying what the actor did is unacceptable. Well, I'm proud to tell you I am a racist then, because I use that okay hand gesture all the time, have since I was a kid. When someone says everything good, everything's A-okay. How's your food? A-okay. How does it look? Great. I use that all the time. And somebody pointed that out to me a while back, saying, you know, General, you use that all the time. I said, yeah, because that's just growing up. That was, hey, everything's A-okay. But now all of a sudden, I would be deemed a racist. I'm not standing for it, and neither should you. And for the ADL to put this on here is absurd. The okay hand gesture. Now, you can say anything is racist. You can come up with letters and ways that are so convoluted, that are so far out there. But to do that with the okay hand gesture, I'm sorry. And again, they put a big note saying, for reasons explained below, particular caution must be used when evaluating this symbol. But meanwhile, this actor gets fired for using it. Now, I guarantee you, when he was probably brought in, they said, do you realize this is a racist hand gesture? He probably said, no, I just did the A-OK sign, like I did thumbs up. So now this person gets fired for no reason. I don't care if the girl was biracial, triracial, quadriracial, multiracial, single racial, quintuplet racial. It's nonsense. This is how absurd the political correctness movement has gone in this country. And as alphas, as common sense adults, as intellectual individuals, we must say enough. Enough of the complete, utter bull. It has gone to a ridiculous extreme. So now if somebody sees me when they say, how was your dinner? A-okay, I make the symbol. You want to call me a racist? Be my guest. I'll wear it as a badge of honor. I could care less. Because everybody now is racist. If you say hello to somebody that's biracial, quadriracial, and let's just say you say good morning and they don't like mornings. They're an afternoon person. I'm sorry, that's racist. If you see somebody, let's say, who is Asian, you can't say Oriental. Well, guess what? I'm saying it. Somebody who's Oriental, somebody who's Asian, Chinese. Oh, I'll get to the Chinese thing in a minute. Don't get me started there. But if you all of a sudden look at them and say, hi, how are you? And they say, well, I don't like when people say, how am I? I find that to be disturbing. Oh, now all of a sudden, you're racist against Asians and Orientals. Everything today can be made racist. If you see a woman in the morning and say, I love that dress on you, it's great. Hashtag me too. Do you realize that you are symbolizing me, you are objectifying me as a sexual object? If somebody said that to me, I'd say, take it as you want. I'm just telling you, you look good. If you want me to tell you, you look like dog shiatsu, fine. This is how crazy. Now, every woman I know says, oh, thank you. Really? If you say, boy, I like those shoes, or I love that dress, or those boots look great. Really? Thank you. I've never once had a woman say to me, I take offense to that. But I guarantee you, there is some national organization of ugly women in this country that would take offense by it. The people that take offense by these things, they're the ones with the problems, not us. I'm going to use the okay hand gesture because for 50-plus years, it has always been fine. Nobody ever associated three fingers with a W and then the circle as the round part of the P. At Sergeant Steve, post this. And I know you already have, Sergeant Steve. You'll see how ridiculous this is. But this is what is going on in this country. It is absurd. Now, here's another something that is absurd. We just talked about Asians, Orientals, and I guarantee you someone's going to say, oh, General, you can't say they're Oriental. Why not? It's known as the Orient. It is not negative. It is not derogatory. There was Northwest Orient Airlines. People refer to Asia as the Orient. Oriental. Listen, there's nothing like a hot Oriental dame, especially if you go over to the Orient that says, hello, oh, welcome. May I give you pleasure, sir. It is my pleasure to give you pleasure. Oh, I did an impression of somebody that's Asian or Oriental. I'm racist. Do I care? No. Because we know it's absurd. And if somebody wants to hash it out with me, go ahead. Shoot me an email, cigardave@cigardave.com. I'll be happy to have it out with you. And that's the one thing about being an alpha. I am never afraid to debate anyone, anytime, any place. I back up my positions. I don't back down. The problem today is most betas apologize for everything. They say something that they believe in, and instead of saying, look, that's my opinion. If you disagree with my opinion, that's fine. I'm happy to engage in debate. I'm happy that you disagree with it. You have the right of free expression. But they don't believe in that. They believe that if you say something that you believe in, that you should immediately back down and apologize. I say things and I don't apologize. And I've had people that are offended saying, you can't say that. I'm offended. I'm like, tough shiatsu. I don't care. I gave you an opinion. You have an opinion. And I say to them, why is it okay for you to have an opinion but not me? And we're finding that today. We're seeing a lot of these libs and socialists. They are all for the First Amendment, right to free speech, except if you disagree with them. And at that point, your freedom of speech must be shut down. That is the mark of insecurity. I disagree with Bill Maher on virtually everything. But the one thing I agree with him on, people should have the right to free speech. Liberal, conservative, it shouldn't be shut down on college campuses. It should not be shut down online. It should not be shut down on radio or television. If you disagree with it, don't boycott. Get up and debate. That's so weak when people say, I don't like what you said, I'm going to boycott. When people say, I'm going to boycott, what they're saying is they are unable to debate you in a debate or in any sort of civil discussion because they know they're not intelligent enough to debate you on the facts, on the issue, on the matter at hand. So what do? They jump up and down like a bunch of little millennial wussies. And I know many of you alphas that are listening are millennials. You don't fall into that category. You know the millennials I'm talking about. You know the ones that need a safe space. You know the ones that can't handle a teacher or professor or somebody giving an opinion contrary to theirs because they've been coddled their whole life saying, everything you say is wonderful. You are perfect. You are fantastic. And a perfect case in point, talking about free speech, the NBA, or should I say the NCBA, the NCCBA, the National Communist China Basketball Association. Now, I have not been an NBA fan since my beloved Buffalo Braves left Buffalo, I want to say in 1973. I was a big Buffalo Braves fan. Went to many games. They ended up going to San Diego to become the Clippers, then the L.A. Clippers. And by the way, the L.A. Clippers this year are paying tribute in a retro jersey. They're going to wear Buffalo Braves jerseys, which I think is awesome, which is fantastic. In fact, I went to go get a Braves cap. They were already sold out on the Clippers website. Gone. So there's a lot of interest, not just from Buffalo Braves fans, but I think even L.A. Clippers fans. But the NCCBA, the National Communist China Basketball Association, has gone out of their minds, all in pursuit of money. Now, I don't have a problem. I'm a capitalist as it comes. But I can tell you one thing. If I was told, hey, we want to carry your show in China, but, oh, by the way, you're going to have to change this, this, and this, my answer would be, go F yourselves. I'm not changing anything. I do stand with the people of Hong Kong. I hope that the people in Hong Kong chase out the commie Chinese. I hope this is the beginning of communist China falling. Here's a perfect example. A number of years ago, the NBA, what was it, Sergeant Steve, with the big controversy in North Carolina, they announced they wouldn't play their All-Star game in Charlotte because a North Carolina state bill that said you have to go to the bathroom that corresponds to the sex on your birth certificate. So, if you were born a man, you were born a woman, you go to the men's or ladies' room. And the North Carolina bill was a response to a Charlotte ordinance that would have ensured that transgender people can use the bathroom of their choice, no matter what type of sexual organ they had attached to them. So once the city of Charlotte passed that, the state of North Carolina decided they were going to pass a bill to counteract the city ordinance. Well, the NBA, those bastions of First Amendment freedom, their wokeness, came up and said, we can't have that. We don't believe in discrimination in the NCCBA, the National Communist China Basketball Association. So therefore, unless North Carolina rescinds that law stating that men that were born male, women or females born female on their birth certificate must use the correct bathroom. If you don't change that law, then we are going to go ahead and take the All-Star game away from Charlotte, which is exactly what they did. I think that was 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. No, maybe it was 3 years ago. Two or 3 years ago. Well, when we come back, we'll tell you the NCCBA in 2019. All these coaches, Greg Popovich and the coach for the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr. Yeah, I got it, Steve Kerr. All these coaches that have no problem going after Trump and expressing their political opinion, all of a sudden, when it comes to China and Hong Kong and freedom, the cat got their tongues. I'll go after these clowns next.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the San Latano Requiem Habano. This cigar is blended with Nicaraguan, Dominican, and Honduran tobaccos, but seals the deal with a rare Brazilian Habano. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah!
Axiom Repertory Theater presents The Rocky Horror Show. Its first production at their new theater at 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. This cult classic tells the musical tale of the newly engaged Brad and Janet, who get caught in a storm near the home of Dr. Frankenfurter and are in for a wild night of misadventure. The Rocky Horror Show on stage at Axiom Repertory Theater October 17th through Halloween. Full audience participation is encouraged. Axiom's next stage is here, and it's here thanks to you. Tickets and information at axreptheater.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
A Christian Finnish politician is under pre-trial investigation for an alleged, quote, hate crime. You see, the politician went to Facebook to post a Bible verse that opposes same-sex relationships to condemn the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland's LGBT support.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
The general has just illuminated the No Pleasure Police sign. Enemies of pleasure may now return to their miserable lives.
So the NCCBA, the National Communist China Basketball Association, these coaches, Greg Popovich, Big Lib, same thing with Steve Kerr, have no problem speaking out against Trump, against America, against politics or certain political items they disagree with. No problem. They can say all they want. First Amendment rights. We have that in the United States. Oh, but we don't have those amendment, First Amendment rights in China because of the Chi-Coms, the commie Chinese bastards. They, on the other hand, shut down speech. And so the NBA, which is courting China, they want to increase because of 1.2 billion people and Chinese people love basketball, love the NBA. And by the way, I want to separate the Chinese people from the Chinese Communist government. It's the small number of Chinese commies that are the overlords to the 1.2 billion Chinese people. They don't want to live under communist rule, but their lives, they are forced. They don't get freedom. In fact, you see what the Chinese are starting to do in Hong Kong. The Chinese, when the Brits, people don't realize this, when the Brits agreed to hand over Hong Kong, there was a 50-year agreement in place. And I think they turned it over, I think, in 2000. But there was a 50-year agreement stating that China would allow Hong Kong to operate independently for 50 years. They would not influence Hong Kong. They would not get in the financial dealings. They would not get involved in any sort of social ruling, social laws. They wouldn't impede the freedom of Hong Kong. Well, the Chinese, and President Trump knows this, you can't trust the Chinese communists, the commie bastards, the CCBs, Chinese communist bastards. You cannot trust them. Less than halfway through that 50-year agreement, they already wanted to change and violate that agreement by stating that, any Hong Kong citizen, for any sort of legal issue, they could transfer them and try them in mainland China. And, of course, that started months ago, and you're seeing the rebellion, the Free Hong Kong movement. And now you're seeing massive protests, massive disruptions in Hong Kong, civil disruptions. I stand with those Hong Kong citizens that say, we want freedom. We don't want to be under Chinese mainland communist rule. And so the Chinese now all of a sudden know they're in a very tough spot. Because when Tiananmen Square took place, there was no internet. Well, maybe there was the internet, but there was no social media. There was no Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. There is now. And the Chinese communists are in a very precarious situation. If they start putting in massive numbers of troops and violently try to quell this, the world will be after them. And I believe they are worried, the Chinese commies, because they know damn well that if what happens in Hong Kong is successful, it's only a matter of time before the 1.2 billion people rise up, even though internet access is restricted and there is strict censorship in China. So we fast forward to this week, when the general manager of the Houston Rockets tweets out the Free Hong Kong logo. Now, the NBA playing preseason games in China, and of course, the Chinese commie bastards went into meltdown mode. And they stated this is unacceptable, and of course there was a big backlash, and of course the owner of the Houston Rockets comes in and says, well, you know, we're not a social organization, we're not a political organization. He said it, he regrets it, and of course the GM came out and said, I regret it, and Adam Silver of the NBA, who had no problem yanking the All-Star game from Charlotte, and from North Carolina, because the North Carolina legislature decided that if you're born a male, you will use a men's restroom. If you're born a female, you will use a female restroom. The NBA had a huge problem with that. They have no problem, all these coaches bashing Trump and bashing our policies and the NRA. But yet, all of a sudden, when they're asked this week about where do you stand with China? Where do you stand with Hong Kong? They all of a sudden don't know how to answer. They all don't know about the issues. They're too stupid to understand. And the NCCBA, the National Communist China Basketball Association, a couple of days ago, CNN reporter Christina McFarland tried to ask NBA stars of the Houston Rockets, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, about speaking out on political and societal affairs in the wake of the most recent China scandal. A spokesman for the league shut her down, said, we're only taking basketball-related questions. She said, well, this is an important question. Uh-uh. Had nothing to do with it. And, in fact, one of the players quickly bowed down to the Chinese regime. James Harden not only apologized to China that oppresses Chinese people and the people of Hong Kong, he went on to declare his and the league's love and praise for the commie nation. He said, we apologize, you know. You know, we love China. We love, you know, playing here. I know for both of us individually, we go there, you know, once or twice a year. They show us the most important love. So, you know, we appreciate them as a fan base. And we love everything, you know, they're about. And we appreciate the support that they give us individually and as an organization. So, you know, we love you. How about coming out and saying we love the Chinese people? We love playing before the Chinese people. We appreciate the support. But we don't support the Chinese communist oppressive regime. And, of course, Adam Silver didn't come up with an apology, but came up with a convoluted statement saying that while the general manager of the Houston Rockets and every player and representative league has freedom of speech, he immediately went and got a plane to go to Shanghai to try to mend fences with the Chinese. In fact, the state-run China Central Television canceled all the broadcasts of NBA preseason games. Now, remember, Twitter feeds and internet access is heavily censored and restricted in China. None of the Chinese people saw this. And what do the Chinese people do? All of a sudden, the China government rolls out all these people with Chinese flags protesting. Most of these people probably had no clue what they were protesting, but they were protesting. Well, take a listen to Steve Kerr of the NBA. Again, Mr. Big Mouth has no problem voicing his opinion when it comes to bashing Trump, bashing the NRA, bashing any other political item he deems unacceptable or not in line with his values. Has no problem. Very outspoken. Take a listen when he's asked about China and human rights. Take a listen to this. You will be appalled.
It has not come up in terms of people asking me about it, people discussing it. No. Nor has our record of human rights abuses come up either. You know, things that our country needs to look at and resolve, that hasn't come up either. So none of us are perfect, and we all have different issues that we have to get to. And saying that is my right as an American doesn't mean that I hate my country. It means I want to address things, right? But people in China didn't ask me about, you know, people owning AR-15s and mowing each other down in a mall. I wasn't asked that question. So we can play this game all we want and go all over the map and, you know, there's this issue and that issue. And the world is a complex place and there's more gray than black and white.
No, it's really simple. It's all about green, Steve Kerr. What a false equivalency that you have just made. To say that we've had our issues and with guns, you are going to compare a Chinese communist regime that has killed, I don't know what, 30 million people over the years, that has got numerous political opponents in incarcerated and in work camps. They've got many people in concentration camps. Yes, not the type of concentration camps that AOC was stating we supposedly have illegal aliens. Not even close. You're going to say, you're going to give that false equivalency? That's like stating, well, yeah, you know what the Nazi Germans did, killing 6 million Jews and 11 million people in total, isn't right. But we, the United States, you know, we're not perfect either. We've had our moments. That is a false equivalency that holds no basis in fact whatsoever. I'm sorry. To bring up the Second Amendment issues with what the Chinese are doing today, please, have a set of balls, Kerr. You have no problem voicing your opinion against Donald Trump, against Republicans, against the NRA. But you can't come out and say, look, we like playing in front of China. I disagree with the Chinese government. I disagree with their oppressive regime. I would like to see freedom. There is no false equivalency. It's simple. But they're all tiptoeing and afraid, and that's exactly what the Chinese commie bastards would like. All these American companies that sold their souls to a brutal regime that steals their technology, that dictates the terms of any deal, all in the sake of going to China and saying, well, China's a big market and, you know, we want to tap into that market. There's a lot of money there. All these companies that sold their soul, and by the way, not only did they sell their soul, but they had their technology stolen by the Chinese commie bastards. And then these companies look and say, well, we need help. We need assistance because we are just getting creamed. We need to make sure that there's patent and trademark laws. We need to make sure that there's no technology transfers. Well, you set yourselves up, all those companies, every auto company, every technology company, every company that goes into China, including Apple and Google, that agrees to censorship, you are to blame. Instead of saying, we'd love to have their money, but we also take a stand. You know what? The world's a big place. We'll go to India with their 1 billion people. We'll go to South America. We'll go to other places on the globe. When China wants to treat their people humanely, when there is a reasonable government, a democratic government that doesn't steal our technology, that doesn't dictate what we can and cannot do in China and say, yeah, then we'll do business with China. But until then, no way. It is absolutely ludicrous. It is a shame. It is disgusting. And when I see all these people today that are complaining, businesses that have gone over because they want everything as cheap as possible to save a damn nickel, they go to China, they send everything over there, and then they complain saying, well, it's going to be hard to move a supply chain. Well, whose fault was putting 100% of your supply chain assets in one communist regime? You're the ones to blame. And all these companies that went over to China, where we lost jobs, manufacturing jobs here, because everywhere you go, they say, well, we can save two nickels to get products.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Change their laws so that they are more inclusive, even though many people that live in certain areas may not want those laws. That doesn't mean they're racist. That doesn't mean they're homophobic. But if the NBA deems, nope, that's socially unacceptable, we'll take this away from you or that. But meanwhile, China, which murders people, imprisons people, shuts down any dissent, treat their people brutally, the NBA, boo, nothing to say, not a peep. You could hear a pin drop, not a peep. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, will somebody please buy the guy a meal? The guy makes, I don't know what, $10, $15 million a year? And the guy looks like he hasn't had a good meal in 20 years. Get the guy a meal. But Adam Silver, for him not to just come out and say, here's what we're going to do. The Chinese communists have a problem. Well, so do we. We're pulling all of our players out. We're not going to rebroadcast our games there. And the Chinese people love American basketball. Love it. China's on a precipice right now of falling big time. With what's going on in Hong Kong, with the huge tariffs that are impacting them, their economy is not growing, stagnant. This is a crucial time for Xi. The NBA could have taken the lead and say, We are pulling all of our teams out. We're not doing business. You don't want to broadcast it? Fine. We are unilaterally then going to cancel the contract. You're in violation. We're done. What kind of a statement would that have made? People would be lauding the NBA, saying, you know what? The NBA puts their money where their mouth is. Instead, the NBA is now the NCCBA, the National Communist China Basketball Association. I couldn't stand the NBA when they took my beloved Buffalo Braves out of Buffalo. Have not watched a game. Could give a damn if I ever watch an NBA game again. I watch college basketball, but NBA, screw it. Screw Adam Silver. Screw Steve Kerr. Screw every player, coach, and league official that kowtowed to the communist Chinese bastards. The National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony is next.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club features absolutely spectacular cigars. We've had amazing selections over the last 15 years. This year, we had the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Age Sampler. We had the Plasencia Alma del Campo, the Aganorsa Leaf Sampler. We had the Platinum Nova Super Premium Sampler. And for October, we're featuring the A.J. Fernandez Sampler, three great cigars from one of Nicaragua's fantastic cigar manufacturers. The A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano, nice small little cigar, and A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. If you like Maduro cigars, you will love this Connecticut Broadleaf Raft Maduro medium-bodied flavor. And the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano, using an incredible, tasty Brazilian Habano wrapper, very, very rare. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com right now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars shipped to you. That's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com and join.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Thank you.
Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest. The entire month we pair cigars and beer, sample various brewskis. Next week we will do a segment on home brewing. 2 weeks from today, we've got our big, giant Cigar Oktoberfest beer tasting maneuvers, probably 25, 30 different brewskis we will enjoy. And I have just pulled out a perfect cigar that will go with my first beer today. I have pulled out from Perdomo Cigar, part of their Perdomo Special Craft Series. This is the Perdomo Special Craft Maduro, a beautiful-looking cigar, dark, rich wrapper, Nicaraguan Maduro wrapper, Cuban seed Nicaraguan binder and Nicaraguan filler, medium to full-bodied, hints of chocolate and espresso, rich and sweet, pairs perfectly with stouts, porters, brown ales, a Bock, a Dunkel, Imperial Stout, and my first beer today will be an extra stout, so this is absolutely perfect. Comes in four different sizes. I have pulled out the Epicure, six and a half inches in length, with a 54 ring gauge size Toro, so 6.5 inches long, 54/64 of an inch in diameter, beautiful Toro size. And this is part of their craft series, and they have three different crafts. They've got their Connecticut, they've got their Sun Grown that pair with various different beers. Nick Perdomo, a number of years ago, said, we're going to try to do something right around Oktoberfest, and created this craft series for beer connoisseurs, and it's a big, big hit. Arthur Kemper, Vice President of Perdomo Cigars, initially told me about it, said that he and Nick worked on it. Really delicious cigars. You will love this particular Maduro. Again, four sizes. You're looking in price anywhere between probably $7.50 to $8.50. Beautiful looking cigar. It's got not only the Perdomo band, but a special craft series band, extra band on it. And if you look at the box, it shows you different pictures of beers with a nice shelf talker in terms of what that particular cigar pairs nicely with. So my Perdomo Craft Series goes with the stout. It is the Maduro.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine in hand, ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Brand new litation device from the Cigar Dave R&D Labs. This is the CCB, the Kami Chinese Buster Litation Device. It's got massive amounts of flame. You put this on the end with a rocket-propelled grenade, boom, you get rid of those Chinese Kami bastards.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. I will toast the foot of this Perdomo Craft Series Maduro, and next hour I will lead the hour off with three different beers. The first, the Guinness Extra Stout from Blue Point Brewing, their pumpkin ale, and one of my favorites from Funky Buddha Brewing down in South Florida, their sweet potato casserole strong ale. As I puff and rotate, outstanding. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show is next. Stay there.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday, Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says America's foundation is being chipped away at.
Far-left socialists are trying to tear down the traditions and customs that made America the greatest nation on earth. They reject the principles of our founding fathers, principles enshrined into the Declaration of Independence, which proclaims that our rights come from our Creator.
Mr. Trump was the keynote speaker at the Values Voter Summit in Washington this evening. A double whammy for Japan. Before the most powerful storm in six decades made landfall on Honshu Island today, a magnitude 5.7 earthquake rocked residents. At least four people dead, 17 missing after the twin hits. Some 180,000 are without power around Tokyo, and the meteorologists are saying up to 20 inches of rain could fall in the next 24 hours. Some 7 million plus have been urged to evacuate. Turkey's military making gains in northern Syria today while Kurdish fighters are calling for U.S. help.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility.
That's Ben Thomas reporting. Polls closed in Louisiana's election. The governor's race topped a primary ballot with Governor John Bel Edwards facing five opponents. News and analysis, settownhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for ReFactor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Iran's oil minister says China's state oil company has pulled out of a $5 billion deal to develop a portion of the Islamic Republic's massive offshore natural gas field.
The South Pars Field deal was struck in the wake of Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. It appears to be just the latest business casualty of America's pressure campaign on Tehran following President Trump's unilateral withdrawal of the U.S. from the deal. France's Total SA earlier withdrew from the agreement over U.S. sanctions.
Jeremy House reporting. The latest pullout also comes as China and the U.S. engage in their own trade war, Beijing and Washington levying billions of dollars on tariffs on each other's goods. Placido Domingo, who rose to stardom as a tenor, has been confirmed to sing the baritone title role in Nabucco at the Zurich Opera House in Switzerland. It'll be the 78-year-old's first performance since he stepped down October 2nd as general director of the L.A. Opera. This is Town Hall. An Arkansas lawmaker who did not pay his taxes is losing his job after legislators vote to make him the first person to be kicked out of the chamber since the 1800s.
Lawmakers voted 88-4 to oust Republican State Representative Mickey Gates, easily eclipsing the two-thirds vote threshold in the majority GOP House to expel someone. Gates, who was arrested last year and charged with not filing returns from 2012 through 2017, pleaded no contest in July to one count of not filing or paying income taxes and was sentenced to 6 months of probation. Republican Speaker Matthew Shepard sought Gates' removal after he refused to resign. Patrick Frost reporting.
Oscar-nominated actor Robert Forster, who received an Oscar nomination for playing bail bondsman Max Cherry in the Jackie Brown movie and was a character actor of some well-renowned throughout the movie world, passed away on Friday of brain cancer. He was 78. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
The world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure-Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, I've got three magnificent beers that are sitting right in front of me as I take a puff of my Perdomo Craft Series Maduro. Delicious. Lovely, lovely notes. Little chocolate, little espresso, sweetness. It is going to pair perfectly with the first of my three beers as we celebrate Cigar Oktoberfest. The entire month of October, enjoying great beers, pairing them up with fabulous cigars, culminates in 2 weeks with our giant Cigar Oktoberfest Mega Beer Tasting Maneuver edition of the Cigar Dave Show. But we have much to get to in this hour. I am not done ranting and raving. I went after the NCCBA, the National Communist China Basketball Association. But I've got many other items that I need to get to. And some good news as well, something that I want to share right off the bat as well. But before we begin, Sergeant Steve, can you fire up a libation liner for me? Because I am staring at three magnificent brewskis, and I've got my hands on my opener, and I have been salivating the entire first hour to get my chompers on the first of these three beers. So if you will,
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
All right, I have got, I just hit my new Apple Watch 5, and it says, I do not understand. I think that was Siri. I don't even know how Siri works on this watch, but I think I should probably say, who is the most alpha of all generals in the world? And it would probably say, that would be Cigar Dave the General. All right, let me open up this first beer. Let me tell you about it. It is Guinness Extra Stout. Dark-looking beer. Now, I can tell you that this Guinness, Mick the Brit loves Guinness Extra Stout. Brewed since 1759, Guinness enjoyed in over 150 countries. Now, you may look at this because it is a stout. And let me open this. All right, there's my opener, and I'm going to pour this. I mean, this looks like you are pouring either chocolate milk or espresso or deep, dark coffee. Beautiful, nice body on the nose. almost coffee-like little fruitness, very rich, creamy head. Very, very nice. Now, the Guinness Extra Stout, I should tell you, is medium roasted with, it's the way they roast the, you know, the barley, roast just the raw ingredients, gives you that really dark flavor, dark look. People get intimidated, like a Maduro cigar. They say, that's dark, it's got to be super bold, super full, and that is not the case at all. Not the case at all. In fact, most of the time, when you see a stout, it's going to be rich, but it's not going to be overpowering. It's going to have a taste, for example, that could be a little chocolatey, a little espresso, but not bitter in any way, shape, or form. So let me say cheers. I will take a sip. Wow, that is beautiful. Not a lot of hoppiness, little sweetness. It's got some nice barley, little hoppiness, but not much of a bite. Some bitter, but it's sweetness at the same time. Rich but refreshing. This is a direct descendant that was first brewed in 1821 when Arthur Guinness II. Set down precise instructions for brewing his superior porter. And when you think of Guinness, you really think of their draft or their stout. And they call this now the foreign extra stout, which is available overseas. Absolutely delicious. Again, medium, very balanced. You definitely taste the roasted character of the barley. Let me take another sip here. 5.6% alcohol by volume, so not overwhelming, not overpowering, but very pleasant. This is a very approachable, drinkable beer, but many people will be intimidated because when they see this beer, how dark it is, they think it's going to be super bold, super rich. It's going to blow their mouth out with actual bitterness and hoppiness and strength. It doesn't. Very, very pleasant. And here's one thing I recommend. Go to a beer pub that has many beers on tap. Many of them will do flights, so you can get a flight of five or six different samples. But what I suggest you do, and I've done this with Voice Talent Ed, Mick the Brit, we were in Charlotte a number of years ago, and I remember we did this, not with beer, but we did it with scotch. But you can do the same thing with beer, where you say, great, we're going to take small samples of maybe six or eight different beers. You get five, six people together, everybody chips in, and everybody takes a small taste. And now you've got a nice vertical, you get a nice tasting across a spectrum. You can put a stout, you can do an ale, an India pale ale, you can do a lager, you can do a Hefeweizen, you can do various styles and really get to appreciate the nuances of beer, just like cigars. So that's a great way to do it. And that's exactly what we're going to do in our mega beer tasting in 2 weeks. We lay them all out, and we taste each beer, and we contrast and compare. It's a good way to go. So this Guinness Extra Stout, I could drink the whole thing now. It is so delicious. All right, got some other things to get to. I said I want to start this hour with some good news. In June of 2017, I had the distinct honor and privilege of traveling to Austin, Texas for Operation SAM 111, Special Alpha Mission 111, with one goal, to meet and talk with Richard Overton, the nation's oldest vet at the time, who was 111 years old, just turned 111 when I went to visit him, at 2011 Hamilton Avenue, also known as Richardson Overton Avenue in East Austin. Well, good news. The East Austin home, where Richard Overton, America's former oldest World War II veteran, once lived, is a step closer to becoming a museum. In late September, Austin's Historic Landmark Commission unanimously approved starting the historic zoning process for Richard Overton's house. They plan on further discussion at their meeting October 28th, public meeting before it goes to the Austin City Council. They want to make it and designate it a historic landmark. By doing so, It would mean the property would display a plaque explaining the home's significance, get a historic property tax exemption, and make it difficult to change or tear down the building. I had the honor of meeting Richard, spending an entire morning with him. We recorded some great audio, some great video. I happened to meet one of his very good friends and his cousin, Valma Overton Jr. We shared cigars. I brought two boxes of cigars, a box of Arturo Fuente and a box of Diamond Crown. He loved them. I'll never forget. I go in, see him in the front of his house, and I could see through the window there was a giant pile of Swisher Sweets that he loved to smoke piled up in his living room. And he had about three or four already in his pocket. And when I got there, it was probably about 9:30 in the morning. And he comes out. He's on the porch. I get to meet him. And I said, Richard, I've got a very special, two special gifts from great cigar manufacturers, the Fuente family, the Newman family. And I knew that he liked smaller size cigars. So I didn't get him super huge ring gauge, super big double Coronas. And I got him the mild cigars he likes. I got him some double Chateaus. And I got him some Diamond Crowns. So I went to give him the cigars, and he said, well, I only like the smaller ones. And I said, well, let me show you, Richard. I opened the boxes up. He said, oh, yeah, I could use those. Those will be good. And we immediately went to town and smoked those cigars. And I was on with him. I spent 3 hours with him. What an honor. And he really took a liking to me, and he invited me in. And his cousin said, boy, he must really like you. He doesn't do that to everybody. And he gave me a tour of his house. I was really honored. Showed me some great pictures of World War II. Showed me pictures of his wife. Pictures of him with the various governors. He met Barack Obama in the White House. Joe China Biden happened to meet him. Came down to visit him. And spent time in his living room. I said, did Joe fire a cigar? He said, no. Wasn't like you. I said, you're right about that. That is for sure. So I happened to see his house. He was very, very kind. And Richard Overton was the nation's oldest veteran when he passed away at 112. What a life he had. He drove until he was, I think, 110. Born in Bastrop County, Texas, May 11th, 1906. And he lived in that home in Austin on Hamilton Avenue for more than 70 years. I think less than 70 years, but he had 70 years worth of memorabilia, but tons and tons of things, memorabilia. And when they convert his home to a museum, which was Richard Overton's final request, his cousin Richard Overton Jr. said the house remains just as the World War II veteran left it, including an ashtray with the remnants of his final cigar. He enjoyed about a dozen cigars a day. He told me the secret to his life. He said, I smoke my cigars every morning with my coffee, teaspoonful of whiskey. He said, it keeps your muscles nice and loose. I said, Richard, if you say so, I'm buying it. Nobody's going to say to the contrary. And he would always keep some cigars in his shirt pocket. And he said, as I mentioned, always would kid around that cigars along with a little whiskey with his coffee, the secret to his longevity. And his cousin said, people made a difference in his life. They kept him going. People wanted to see him. They always wanted to converse with him. And really it is fitting that Richard Overton's home becomes open to the public since so many people did embrace him over the years. I remember sitting on his front porch. We're smoking a cigar. We're chit-chatting and talking. The number of people that made a point of walking by the house, riding their bike, their car, and there was a big sign, big banner, Happy Birthday, Richard Overton. I mean, you couldn't miss his house. The number of people, young people, that stopped and waved and said, Happy birthday, Richard. Happy birthday, Mr. Overton. Thanks for your service. How you doing, Mr. Overton? How you doing, Richard? I mean, it was endless. It was a stream of people. And I asked his cousin, I said, is this normal? He said, all the time. He said, many people that are walking or biking, they make it a point to go an extra block or two from one of the main streets where he lives off of to come and say hello to him because they knew they would always see him. And interestingly, when he needed full-time care, his friends and relatives launched a GoFundMe account to pay for his full-time 24-hour care so he could stay in his house. He outlived all his closest relatives, needed round-the-clock care the last few years. Donations poured in from across the globe. They were hoping to raise, I think they told me, like $50,000, and they raised, I think, in excess of $300,000+. So he was able to stay in the home that he built in 1948 when he returned to Austin after World War II. The house remains 100% intact from its original construction. In 2017, the Meals on Wheels of Central Texas Home Repair Program updated the home. They put in central air and heating so Richard could stay in the home until his death. And he had pneumonia at the end, and he had to go into a hospital. He was only there for a few weeks, but what an incredible life. And many people are hoping that the local universities will bring students there and really get to see exactly what Richard's life was all about. He was an incredible individual, and I said it was a real source of, it was an honor for me, a source of joy to meet with him, spend time with him. Sergeant Steve, let's go ahead and post the audio and video at CigarDave.com and also on social media. If you have not heard the interview, fire up a cigar, grab yourself a cocktail, and just sit back and watch it or listen to it. Now, I realize the audio may not be great because Richard's voice wasn't overly strong, so you'll have to really pay attention, and we did try to increase the audio. But believe me, it is well worth sitting and listening. He was an incredible, incredible gentleman, a great veteran, a great patriot, beloved by so many people, not just in Austin, but around the world. He was a national treasure. And I'd really like to see President Trump in Richard's honor, in his memory in absentia, award him the Presidential Medal of Honor, Medal of Freedom. I think that would really be appropriate because he was an exceptional individual. So, Richard, I hope that you are resting in peace, my friend, and know that we're still talking about you, that I still will remember forever the time that we spent on that hot June morning smoking some great cigars and shooting the bull and just talking about life in general. Just a great honor. So Richard Overton's home on the way to becoming a historic landmark that would be a permanent museum, and I say bravo to that. All right, let's go to something a little bit different. Little change of pace. I don't know how we're going to go from Richard to transgender, but we are. You know, it seems that if you are now a heterosexual American male, that you are a target. And I don't care what your race is. If you are heterosexual, you are an alpha male, you are a target. Now, if you are a gay male, you are cheered, you are applauded. But if you're a heterosexual male, it's a different story. Now, I've always said, I don't care what somebody does in their bedroom, what they do in their personal life. I don't care if you are unisexual, homosexual, bisexual, quadrisexual, quintasexual, you name it. Whatever kind of sexual you want to be, I don't care. If you don't bother me, don't get into my life. I will not get into your bedroom. My problem is when everybody's got to jump up and down at these gay pride parades and show everybody where their banana slings and make it a point to get in everyone's face. Here's a note to the gay community. The overwhelming majority, I mean, I tell you 90%+ easily, 95%, they don't care that you're gay or lesbian, queer, triple sexual, LGBTQ, YAZ, BCD, FG. They don't care. I don't care. If that makes you happy, fine. If I want to have a harem, fine. But what we don't like and what we despise is the fact that you have to rub it in our face like you're rubbing our noses in dog poo. You want to celebrate? Great. You want special laws, special rules? Sorry. My feeling is this. If somebody commits a crime against a heterosexual or a homosexual, against one religious group or another, against one race or another, a crime is a crime is a crime, period. You committed a crime against anybody, whether it's robbery, whether it is theft, whether it is murder, whether it is a violent crime, a white-collar crime, makes no difference to me. You committed the crime. We don't prosecute based on what your sexual preference is or your race or religion. We prosecute based on was a crime committed against you. So when I hear people saying, well, we should have special rights and we should have special exemptions, I got a problem with that. Again, that's not the politically correct answer, but that is a truthful answer. And I will never back away or apologize for that. And I've told people that are gay, I say, you know what your problem is? It's not that you're gay. Nobody cares. The problem is you have to rub it in everyone's faces. You want to have a parade? Great. But don't start dressing with these guys in banana slings jumping up and down like they have to stand out. We don't care. That's the issue. So if you're a heterosexual male today, of any race, any religion, you are on the endangered species list, my friends, because they are coming after us. Just like the feminist movement wants to come against all males, they definitely want to come against heterosexual males. And the feminist movement must be so thrilled that today there is now the talk of transgenderism for young boys who want to become women or girls, and even vice versa. Here's the latest example. Two nights ago, CNN had their equality town hall. They had all the Dem candidates, every one of them parading around. Now, first up was Kamala Harris, whose campaign is sinking faster than the Titanic with 10 million pounds of lead bricks in the hull. Take a listen to how she was introduced and how she introduced herself.
Good to see you, Senator. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
How are you? Thank you, guys. And my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
She, her, and hers. Mine, too.
Well, Cuomo got in big trouble for that. But you know what, Frito? You are a feminist woman, despite your big tough guy attitude. Yeah, you should be called a feminist. You should be called a her, because you act like one, especially around Don Lululemon. But again, she says, my preferred pronouns. What did she say, Steve? She, her, hers. Okay, here's my preferred pronouns. He, him, mine, alpha, five-star, general, no freaks allowed. Those are my preferred pronouns. By the way, as far as I'm concerned, there are three pronouns. He, she, and freak. And if you got a problem with me saying it, so be it. Engage me in debate. No problem. CigarDave@CigarDave.com. But now all of a sudden, you've got to kowtow to everybody. And here's the latest example. Later on in the evening, Pocahontas Warren was asked a question by a 9-year-old, not your typical 9-year-old student, a student named Jacob. We'll call Jacob JTT, Jacob the transgender. Jacob LeMay is his name, her name, whatever you want to call it. Standing there with his proud mother. Now, Jacob, as you will discover, is not necessarily a boy. Let's hit it. Oh, we got to play when we get back? All right, that's right. We don't have time for that. So when we come back, you will be flabbergasted. When I saw this video of this student proudly proclaiming at 9 years old that he or she is transgender, and then the mother, when everybody starts to applaud, oh, that's great, that's fantastic. And then the mother just cheering and giving Jacob a little hug and kiss, so proud that her young one is transgender. At 9 years old, how the hell do you know you're transgender? Now, you may want to dress up as a boy, wear a suit, and have your hair done like a boy. You're 9 freaking years old. Why don't you wait till you're 18 or 21? Then tell us whether you're transgender or not. But this is what we're seeing. We're seeing parents. We're seeing all these groups, the Democrats, encouraging kids. Be transgender. Go ahead. Be little freaks. My preferred pronouns, there are only three. He, she, and freak. And you will see when we come back, we got a little freakazoid in the making.
October selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is an A.J. Fernandez sampler, including the Enclave Broadleaf. This cigar features a dark Connecticut Broadleaf Maduro wrapper, creating a medium-bodied smoke with hints of espresso, pepper, and chocolate. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
Defending your rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's the General Cigar Dave.
You know, I could use the Gypsy Kings right about now. Fire it up, Sergeant Steve. Crank it up. While listening to Gypsy Kings, I will open up my next beer. Second selection out of three today. This comes to us from Blue Point Brewing Company. Let me open that up. Got to grab that right by that side. Why is my opener? There we go. Okay, we just opened that up. Let me finish my Guinness here. Okay, and I'm going to pour this in my little Scotch snifter here. Now, this is called their Mother Pumpkin Ale, Blue Point Brewing Company. Now, I should tell you that many of the big brewers have bought craft beer brewers, or they've partnered with them. And Blue Point is a perfect example. Established in Long Island, started in 1998 with a couple of guys who wanted to make fresh beer on Long Island. So they built a brewery on Long Island's South Shore in Patchogue, a tough and rumble coastal town. First beer they ever brewed was the Toasted Lager, which is an American amber lager. And then they started with some other various beers. And in 2014, Blue Point was purchased by Anheuser-Busch, along with their other family of craft brands. And so this is, even though it's a craft brewery, it is now owned by Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri, as they say. Now, this Mother Pumpkin Ale is a golden orange-colored ale brewed with pumpkin and spices. Really has that look of fall. So I will say cheers. Oh, that's nice. Not a lot of hoppiness. Definitely get the pumpkin, definitely get the spices. Very malty. Almost no bitterness. On the IBU scale, international bitterness units, if this is a 10, 12, maybe 14 on the high side, I'd be shocked. Whereas an IPA, a very hoppy beer, is going to be in the 70, 80, 90 category. But very, very pleasant. Take another sip. 25 IBU, Sergeant Steve, is that what you're telling me? Okay. Well, that's a testament to how smooth this is. So, very nice. Flavors of fall, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, allspice, little roasty notes, malty backbone. Little crispness. Very, very pleasant. I'll tell you what, this Blue Point Pumpkin Ale, definitely highly recommended. Love the Guinness, too, but I love this Blue Point Pumpkin Ale, and I got one other that we will enjoy in the next and final segment. All right, let me pick it up here talking about the CNN Equality Town Hall. Now, anybody can, you want to be LGBTQ, you want to be, I have no problem with it. I don't care. The problem I have is when you are now trying to force children to fit into a transgender mold, where you're saying, hey, let's break out the transgender for children. I'm sorry. At 9 years old, at 12 years old, at 15, you're really discovering who you are. At nine, you don't know who the hell you are. But now all of a sudden, we're going to trot out kids. This is like Greta Thunberg, where the parents trot her out across the globe. She's now the climate ambassador with their big, dramatic speeches. And then when she gets criticism, people say, oh, you can't criticize her. But meanwhile, her parents are trotting a girl out who had umpteen mental issues, ADD and other issues that, you know, I'm sorry, as a kid, don't trot them out. It's not right. Here's a perfect example. At the town hall Thursday night, Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, phony Massachusetts, asked a question by a 9-year-old transgender student from her state of Massachusetts while participating in the Equality Town Hall Thursday. Hit it, Sergeant Steve, please.
Jacob is an elementary school student from Massachusetts, likes to play hockey. Jacob.
All right, Jacob.
My name is Jacob, and I'm a 9-year-old transgender American. Uh-huh. My question is...
All right, Jacob. Hold on.
Hold it right there, Steve. Listen, everybody. Oh, that's great. 9-year-old transgender American. Is that fabulous? It's wonderful. Let's all cheer. Standing ovation. That's great. What have we come to? You're 9 years old? You are applauding a kid who says he's transgender when Again, he's 9 years old, and his mother was all happy. I'm telling you, it's the parents that are trotting these kids out at that age, because here's what's going to happen to this kid. In 5 years or 10 years, when all of a sudden she says, you know, I'm really not a guy. I'm really not a male. Okay, maybe you're a tomboy. You go through a tomboy phase or a transgender boy phase. Then all of a sudden she says, no, actually, I'm growing. I'm feminine. I'm getting boobs and everything. Then all of a sudden she's going to be like, hey, I'm not a transgender anymore. But now you trotted her out, and it'll be on there on TV and in cyberspace forever. I'm sorry, but nine-year-olds should not be trotted out to transgender town halls. Pick it up from there, Steve.
What will you do in your first week as president to make sure that kids like me feel safer in schools? And what do you think schools need to do better to make sure that I don't have to worry about anything but my homework?
Oh, I like that question, Jacob.
Oh, great question. Applause, everybody. Great question. Listen to Pocahontas.
So let me start by saying I want to have a Secretary of Education who both believes in public education and believes in the value of every one of our kids and is willing to enforce our civil rights laws.
Last time I looked, kids were not having their civil rights violated across this country. I'm not buying it. The Dems love to use that. Oh, civil rights were violated. In fact, if I were her, I would have said, well, okay, while I understand you are you saying you're transgender at nine, why don't you wait 9 years when you're 18? Let's see where you are then. Oh, that would have gotten boos from the whole crowd. But the fact that this guy's, this transgender nine-year-old, I guess a girl, she's not transitioning, but dressing as a boy, the mother is encouraging this, thinking this is great. This is pathetic. I'll tell you what else is pathetic. The city of Portland, talking about the craziness that is going on, the attack on men, Portland is banning urinals. You think this is a joke. If you ever told me 24 years ago, almost 25 years ago, that I would be talking about a city banning urinals in public buildings, I would have said, you are crazy. You are out of your mind. Just like I'd be talking about a nine-year-old as a transgender on this show. Well, what's the latest outrage against heterosexual men, or even homosexual men? I mean, they've got to use urinal too. Urinals. Portland bans urinals in public buildings out of respect to the city's, and I quote here, shared values. So now all of a sudden a urinal is what? A male asserting their male penal privilege? This makes no sense whatsoever. So the city of Portland, Nutcase City, USA, banning urinals in city-owned buildings, and they are spending taxpayer dollars to remove them. It's not good enough that they're saying we can't have them anymore in public buildings. No new construction with urinals. Now they have to remove them. The first urinal-free building is called the Portland Building, where countless paper-shuffling bureaucrats are coming up with this nonsensical, these nonsensical laws and various acts. The remodeling is costing taxpayers $195 million. Now, they're doing the whole building, but they're not saying how much the bathroom work is going to cost. I got news for you. You've got to break those out, redo all the plumbing. It's going to cost you a lot of money in a building that's getting a $195 million renovation. And, of course, there's no spokespeople from the city of Portland to talk about banning urinals. In an email to employees last February, Chief Administrative Officer Tom Reinhart wrote, "We will continue to have gender-specific multi-stall restrooms that are readily available to any employee that prefers to use one. But there will be no urinals in any restroom in the building. This will give us the flexibility we need for any future changes in signage. I'm convinced that this is the right way to ensure success as your employer. Remove arbitrary barriers in our community and provide leadership that is reflective of our shared values. The city of Portland redesigned all the bathrooms to be gender neutral, which means urinals are banned even in the men's room. This is the craziness now. And when the city chief administrative officer says that we need to remove arbitrary barriers in our community, I don't know of anyone that thinks a urinal is a barrier. In fact, I say a urinal is a tremendous convenience because you can stand there. You don't have to worry about aiming. You don't have to worry about pulling up a toilet seat cover. You don't have to worry about any of that. In fact, I've always said, when I redesign my master suite bathroom, and even if I ever build a house down the road, another pleasure palace, I'm going to have separate men's and women's powder rooms, if you will, a women's powder room, a men's restroom, and I'm going to have one of those full-length urinals like they used to do build back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, where, you know, you can just stand there, and you don't have to worry about splattering anything. You don't have to worry about aiming. You just stand there, and the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to have a nice TV right above it. So you want to watch sports? You may not want to leave. You may want to stand in front of that urinal the entire game because, let's face it, you have libations. You have your beer, your beverages. You know, you have your cigar. There'll be a cigar holder. You can just stand there all night. Never have to worry about it. In fact, I think that should win me a Nobel Pleasure Prize for ingenuity towards the American male. But this is the craziness that we're seeing. All of a sudden now, urinals are an evil thing. Never in a million years would I have ever thought that a urinal is part of male privilege. It really is beyond ridiculous.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Redding and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
He's alive! Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta spring water.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
No need for ice, a cocktail stirrer. The Glenlivet Scotch Company has a big video that they, promotional video they've rolled out. Whiskey lovers just pop one of these pods in their mouths, they bite down, and the whiskey is released. It comes in three flavors, citrus, wood, and spice. And the elixirs were crafted by cocktail connoisseur Alex Kratina of the London bar Tayer. I wonder if Mick the Brit is familiar with Tayer. Each capsule contains 23 milliliters of liquid, measures just under an inch. And the first thing I said when I saw this is outrageous. One of the reasons we enjoy single malt scotch, or any scotch for that matter, we want to recognize the aging, recognize the nuances, the aromas, the discernible taste on our palate. We want to take our time. We don't want to just bite down on a pod and then have that 23 milliliters of whiskey down our throats. That's not why we enjoy scotch. Same thing with cigars. We don't want to just fire up a cigar and puff, 100 times over 2 minutes. We want to take our time. We enjoy it. It's part of the relaxation process. And when this first came out, I send this to Tommy Diadio, the senior executive VP of spirits procurement for the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in Tampa and the three Corona cigar stores in Orlando. Same thing. Send it to the proprietor of Corona Cigar, the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in Tampa, Jeff Borshowitz. I said, this is outrageous. This is ridiculous. Why on earth would they do this? And they both agreed and concurred, say it's stupid. And Glenn Libet said that they will be made available soon across the pond. They'll be served until October 13th for London Cocktail Week. Then they'll make their way across the United States. Well, the backlash that Glenn Libet received from these single malt scotch pods were beyond just excessive. They were buried. They were bombarded from whiskey connoisseurs saying, this is outrageous. This demeans and devalues the Glenn Libet brand. Well, it didn't take very long because Glenn Libet backtracked and said, this was only for London Cocktail Week. We have no plans to launch this worldwide. Sure they didn't. You know damn well they did. So long story short, the Glenn Libet Scotch Pod, a short life. One and done, thankfully. When I enjoy my spirits, no matter what they are, I want to take my time. I do not want to be rushed. I want to enjoy myself. All right, when we come back for the final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show, I'm going to open up and taste my final, the third of my three beers. This comes from Funky Buddha Brewing down in Fort Lauderdale, a fabulous brewer. We've had their brewmaster on a couple of years ago. We featured them at one of our Alpha Pleasure Fest. Phenomenal beer, one of my favorite limited releases. I will sample, and I'll tell you, something KFC is going to be releasing that Colonel Ange released from the Pooch Pit ages ago. KFC is way behind the times. The final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show for Cigar Oktoberfest comes your way next.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club features absolutely spectacular cigars. We've had amazing selections over the last 15 years. This year, we had the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Age Sampler. We had the Plasencia Alma del Campo, the Aganorsa Leaf Sampler. We had the Platinum Nova Super Premium Sampler. And for October, we're featuring the A.J. Fernandez Sampler. Three great cigars from one of Nicaragua's fantastic cigar manufacturers. The A.J. Fernandez Last Call Habano, nice small little cigar. And A.J. Fernandez Enclave Broadleaf. If you like Maduro cigars, you will love this Connecticut Broadleaf Raft Maduro medium-bodied flavor. And the A.J. Fernandez San Latano Requiem Habano using an incredible, tasty Brazilian Habano wrapper. Very, very rare. If you're not a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com right now. $22.95 per month. You get three great cigars shipped to you. That's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com and join.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The U.S. Navy hymn, and there's a reason we're playing that, and I'm going to give the Navy a snappy salute to celebrate their 244th birthday tomorrow. The U.S. Navy, founded on October 13th, 1775. And if you have never visited the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, do yourself a favor. One of the most picturesque sites in the United States of America. And that's not the only commemoration we're celebrating this weekend. We're celebrating Columbus Day on Monday. I realize that many people and college students want to abolish Columbus Day. A recent poll, 69% of Snowflake College students want to abolish Columbus Day and replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day. Because they're saying Christopher Columbus comes with an inherent celebration of genocide, violence, colonization. No, Columbus Day commemorates the landing of Christopher Columbus in the Americas in 1492, and it honors not only Christopher Columbus's achievements, but it celebrates Italian-American heritage. Now, that's Italian! Remember that, I'm trying to remember the I think it was wishbone dressing, or one of those salad dressings, Anna Maria Alberghetti. Now, that's Italian! So, to all of our Italian-American friends, we wish you a happy Christopher Columbus Day. Everybody's Italian on Monday. We all celebrate it. And I'll tell you what else I'm going to celebrate right now. The third and final of my beers that I'm going to open up and enjoy. This comes to us from Funky Buddha Brewing down in Fort Lauderdale. Got to tell you, one of my favorites. This is the sweet potato casserole. When I sampled this, could not believe how incredible. I mean, it tastes. It is an ale brewed with sweet potatoes, vanilla, and spices. I say cheers. Limited release. This is delicious. About 30 on the IBU scale. Higher volume. Alcohol, 7.9%. Magnificent. Absolutely. Delicious. And as I take another sip, I say to you, may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Long live the Alpha. Always pleasure. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Happy birthday, U.S. Navy. Happy birthday, Christopher Columbus. And if I offended any of you, I'm thrilled. My job is done.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia. com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The exercise of religion.
The president touted his economic success, making his case against the Democratic impeachment inquiry, and he slammed the left for their performance during the confirmation process for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards will have to do battle another month if he wants to hang on to his job as the Deep South's only Democratic governor. He was forced into a runoff election, unable to top 50% of the vote in Saturday's primary in the heart of Trump territory. Edwards will compete in the November 16th runoff against either Republican Representative Ralph Abraham or Republican businessman Eddie Raspone, who was vying for second place. California's governor signs a landmark gun law.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed 15 gun-related laws Friday, including a first-in-the-nation law allowing employers, co-workers, and teachers to seek gun violence restraining orders. Newsom had previously signed a law allowing law enforcement officers and immediate family members to ask judges to temporarily take away guns from people deemed to be a danger to themselves or others. Under the new law, co-workers and school employees must first seek approval from their employers or school administrators before requesting gun restraining orders from a judge. The measure was opposed by gun owners' rights groups and the American Civil Liberties Union. I'm Mike Gracia.
Newsom also signed a first-in-the-nation fur law where residents will no longer be able to sell or make clothing, shoes, or handbags made of fur starting in 2023. California is also the third state to ban most animals from circus performances. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Matt and Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
U.S. government just ran a budget deficit of just under $1 trillion in the just-closed fiscal year.
The latest estimate by the Congressional Budget Office shows last year's deficit was $779 billion. However, this year's came in at $984 billion, more than $200 billion higher, despite very low unemployment and continuing economic growth. The CBO notes that deficits have been growing faster than the size of the economy for 4 years in a row, ending 2019 at 4.7% of gross domestic product.
Jeremy House reporting. Many mainstream economists have long taken the position that deficits and the nation's $22 trillion national debt are unsustainable, but there's no appetite in Washington to try to politically painful medicine, that is, to deal with the deficit. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The United Auto Workers say the unions made a counterproposal to General Motors as both sides are in weekend negotiations trying to break a nearly month-old strike.
UAW Vice President Terry Dittes says the counterproposal included all of the union's outstanding issues. The union and GM spent the latter part of this week blaming each other for not making more progress toward an agreement on a new contract. Issues include wages, job security, and investments in U.S. plants. GM CEO Mary Barra stepped into the contract talks Wednesday, asking the union to wrap up outstanding issues and respond to the company's latest offer made Monday. GM says it has no immediate comment on the counterproposal. Patrick Frost reporting.
Three people have died at the scene of Southern California wildfires this week. Authorities say firefighters have been aided by diminishing winds to beat back a blaze on the edge of Los Angeles that has damaged or destroyed at least 30 structures. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for listening, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Man, what a day. So much intensity on Capitol Hill and around the globe, and so much has to do, even in the world of sports and how it relates to what we talk about on a daily basis. We're going to be joined by Brigadier General Robert Spalding. And he was here last week, and he was talking about what China and China's role around the world and how they're trying to strong-arm just about everyone to do what they want through the magic dollar, through the economic investment. And they even have us over a barrel. Not many people believe it, but this NBA story will drive that home. We have impeachment. Stunning news yesterday that the president, the White House, decided we're not cooperating at all, not with a document, not with a witness, because we watched the way this whole inquiry is going. It's all Democrats, it's all agenda, and it's all politics. So the president will not put up with it. I'm not sure where the legal guidance is, but I understand the sentiment. So Spalding coming up next. After that, we're going to be joined in studio by one of the finest athletes of this generation, outstanding quarterback at the University of Florida, who went on to star for the Denver Broncos, had trouble catching on the rest of the NFL, decided to try baseball. Modern success there. Might be going back to football. In the meantime, he's been an outstanding broadcaster and role model. He is Tim Tebow, bottom of the hour. But first, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
For this movie to really make money, we need to make sure it clears the Chinese censors. You know, we want those Chinese viewers. Oh, it's okay. There's plenty of other things to talk about with your story. How about what kind of things were you into when you were younger?
Well, I always liked Winnie the Pooh.
Okay. No. That's definitely off limits. Winnie the Pooh is illegal in China because some Chinese students said he looked like the Chinese president.
They're not kidding, and that is South Park having some fun. China, the power hour over corporate America is in full display as the NBA scrambled to save billions over one tweet. But they are not the first to sideline their values for Chinese dollars. We'll explain and expose how much is at stake beginning today in round 13 of the U.S.-China trade talks.
Number two.
Some of the most dangerous people on the planet, people who want to target Britain, France, the United States, could suddenly be free. I am sorry to say that the United States government, after looking at this question for months, still has no plan to deal with the possibility that these ISIS fighters could suddenly be at large.
Yeah, David Ignatius knows so much about so much over there and how it could happen over here. Turkey invades. The Kurds and Christians try to avoid outright annihilation, and it's President Trump's deal with Erdogan on Sunday, which is at the root of it all, and it's a bad deal. There is time to reverse this, Mr. President. I hope you do. Meanwhile, there are those jailed ISIS fighters, 200 of which are the worst, 2,000 are almost as bad. They're about to go into, guess what, Turkish custody. Do you think for a second they're not going to get out?
Number one.
I think the American people have a profound sense of fairness, and I think that they know a sham investigation when they see it, and they know a kangaroo court when they see it. And what's happening right now is you have a chairman of the committee who lied to the American people.
And that's exactly what's happened. And Mark Short, as good as it gets in the White House, talking on a special report last night. Impeachment standoff turns into stare down as White House officials refuse to participate. Now what? We will see what plays out today. Now, of course, the Democrats immediately said, okay, if you don't cooperate, that's going to go into the articles of impeachment as in obstruction. Fine. Does anyone think for a second that that's going to sell a single soul? Now, I understand the polls show that impeachment's gaining in popularity. I don't think for long. Not cooperating, that's what the White House is doing. They hit Dems with a bombshell letter yesterday. Here's an excerpt from it. President Trump and his administration reject your baseless unconstitutional efforts to overturn the democratic process in order to fulfill the duties to the American people, the Constitution, the executive branch, and all future occupants of the presidency. President Trump and his administration cannot participate in your partisan unconstitutional inquiry under the circumstances. Now, let's think about this. If you're the president, so you have a whistleblower that talks about what happened in a conversation, and you publish the transcript of the conversation. Okay? Number two, you have another whistleblower. And number three is you march all these people that go behind closed doors where Republicans can't answer a single question. But at least we have the transcripts, right? Wrong. They released small portions of transcripts that put things out of context. And that's where the White House drew the line. The excerpt, the White House counsel letter came forward, and the Dems reacted. Here's what Adam Schiff said in a letter. In light of Secretary Pompeo's direct intervention to block your appearance before our committee, this is the appearance of the European Union ambassador, we are left with no choice but to compel your appearance as a deposition pursuant to the enclosed subpoena. So now they're going to subpoena the ambassador, who's a Trump donor, like many ambassadors, like many donors. They get nice, glitzy jobs. Woody Johnson got one with the Rooney got one with President Obama. We have Woody Johnson, former owner of the Jets, got one with President Trump. Pelosi in a letter says this letter is manifestly wrong and simply another unlawful attempt to hide the facts of the Trump administration's brazen efforts to pressure foreign powers to intervene in 2020. As the Wall Street Journal said today, this is impeachment by secret. And if you don't like what the president did in the Ukraine, it is something that you can condemn, and I have an idea you can vote for somebody else. This is not impeachment worthy. Maura Liasson sees problems all along, all around. She's on special report last night on NPR. Cut nine.
They weren't even saying unless you vote they would cooperate. The senior administration officials who had a background briefing for the press about this were asked repeatedly, if the House meets your criteria, if they vote on this, would you cooperate then? And they said that's a hypothetical. So they're not even guaranteeing that they'll cooperate if the House takes a vote.
So we're in an ultimate standoff. I think it's going to go right to the courts. The subpoena ignored, subpoena fulfilled. Let's keep going up, up, and up. And the longer it goes, the administration's betting, the more sick of it people are. I, for one, am sick of it. When you have a debate about the surge, it might be tedious, but it's worth it. When you have a debate on immigration, it might be redundant and it might be frustrating, but it's worth it. It matters. This does not matter. The president's got to be more careful. The president cannot even bring up 2016 anymore. Enough. You got a great attorney general. You got a great U.S. attorney, John Durham. You have a great inspector general, Horowitz. Leave it alone. You got a country to run. Run it. The USMCA, get it passed. The foreign minister of Mexico made an announcement yesterday. I talked to Nancy Pelosi. I think she's going to pass it in November. Really? We don't even get that from the White House or from the Speaker's office. We have to get this from other people. And these whistleblowers, I've had it, dramatically transcribed what took place during a phone call in which we now know there was a phone call. So that's going to stop. You know how outraged I am? And I'm in pretty good company. General Jack Keane, General Mattis, Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator Marco Rubio, everybody I know, not named Rand Paul, thinks it's a terrible move for the president to move troops out of this region. Not only for the Kurds, who basically were our ground force to eradicate the caliphate, but for our standing in the region. The Russians are there now, thanks to President Obama. The ISIS was created because we left Iraq, thanks to President Obama. This president came in and did the best he could to fix it and eradicate it. And now he's giving it all back. Here he is yesterday, cut 19.
Did you consult with the Joint Chiefs of Staff when you made the decision?
Sure. I consulted with everybody. I always consult with everybody. If you remember, about 8 months ago, I talked about doing this, and we kept 2,000 people there and then slowly brought them out. But once we captured ISIS, I didn't see, I don't want to stay there for the next 40 years. Not going to do anything. The end game is going to be the same.
They're doing a ton. Using training, equipping, and providing intelligence, they were able to keep a force in there that was preserving the lives of tens of thousands of Christians as well as Kurds, and keeping these evil forces of Iran and Russia at bay. Dave Ignatius from on another network, but for the Washington Post, Cut 25.
There are many thousands, the estimates go as high as 10,000, former ISIS prisoners who have been held in often ramshackle facilities by the Kurds, who may be able to escape if the Turkish invasion happens and the Kurds who are guarding them have to flee to go to the front lines to fight the Turks. That means that some of the most dangerous people on the planet, people who want to target Britain, France, the United States, could suddenly be free. I am sorry to say that the United States government, after looking at this question for months, still has no plan to deal with the possibility that these ISIS fighters can suddenly be at large. ISIS was attacking last night in Raqqa, their former capital, which we destroyed. In the process, we thought of beating them. There were three suicide bombs in Raqqa last night. That's just a reminder that this menace could be on the way back if President Trump's decision goes forward and Turkey invades.
Listen, when President Trump does something, President Trump is going to mention about the caliphate tonight, and he's going to say how we're not going to stay there forever, and he's going to get applause. He's going to have to remove that from his speech. Sometime in 2020, because the caliphate is going to come back and ISIS is going to be a real menace. And if they start beheading Americans again, the president could say goodbye to reelection, impeachment or not. Why would he take that risk when there's absolutely no clamor to take this type of risk and to pull our hundreds of troops out who know they're doing incredible work over there? That's why they signed up. When we come back, I want to get another big challenge for the president. That's taking on China, which I'm fully in support of, especially the way the president's doing it. He's got to get a deal, but he also has to reconfigure this relationship, which has been all them. He's the author of Stealth War, How China Took Over White While America's Elite Sleep, Brigadier General Robert Spalding, in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hall of Fame catcher here, Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. After 10 gold gloves, I know when I've made a great catch. Blue Emu has supported my healthy muscles and joints for over 15 years. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Sometimes, traffic keeps us trapped in our vehicles for longer than we'd like. It's hard to be stuck in the car for an hour, much less for weeks at a time. But sadly, many families right here in our community call their cars home. Wouldn't it be nice to help them find an apartment, or a bed, or even a shower? Well, you can, by giving to the Salvation Army, where every donation fights for good. Visit givewestwood.org now to help fund housing assistance initiatives for our neighbors most in need.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to wavebestwater.com. That's wavebestwater.com.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers. I had a long and healthy career in baseball. Blue Emu helps me keep my muscles and joints healthy so I can keep playing off the field now. Try Blue Emu today. It works fast and you won't stink.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile on cast members of the new Fox drama, Almost Family, about a doctor who secretly fathered upwards of 100 children through his fertility practice.
This is weird and completely unfair, but I'm going to be here for you.
Only child Julia, played by Brittany Snow, has her world turned upside down as she discovers two of her new sisters and what it truly means to be a family.
Dealing with the fact that she's not just alone anymore and she has a reunited and different type of family than she thought. But then there's other layers about what does family mean to you, what advanced family means to a lot of people, and also redefining what that system is going to look like.
The show sheds light on emotional complications IVF children can face. Timothy Hutton plays the girl's father.
He feels like he has done this miracle for, you know, repeatedly for these different people who you know, we're told they cannot have, you know, kids. So that's, but the other way of looking at it, of course, is, I mean, wait a minute, it's ethically, morally, absolutely wrong.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
The long-held values of the NBA are to support freedom of expression, and certainly freedom of expression by members of the NBA community. And in this case, Daryl Morey, as the general manager of the Houston Rockets, enjoys that right as one of our employees.
And this is in response to one tweet from one general manager on one team in the National Basketball Association, has caused outrage in the country of China and ramifications that include not broadcasting or maybe not even having two exhibition games, all set to take place in China, where there are believed to be 700 million, between 300 and 700 million basketball players, and that league has really taken root since the mid-1980s, when Michael Jordan was in charge, and many people cash in. And because they are cashing in, so many people's mouths are shut when China gets mad because one tweet praised the bravery of the freedom fighters in Hong Kong. Other companies like Tiffany's, other companies like Mercedes and Marriott have all caved to China's demands in the past, let alone countless movie producers. Joining us now, Brigadier General Robert Spalding, author of Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. General, now we're getting it. It's something when you get the attention of sports fans, America wakes up. I'm glad Adam Silver is not buckling so far. Are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely glad. You know, it's funny because Tsai, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, who is also a founder of Alibaba Group, I don't know if you remember, but Jack Ma came out of the closet and finally, you know, said he's a Chinese Communist Party member after basically marketed himself as the Chinese version of Zuckerberg. But these guys have, you know, the Chinese Communist Party has been doing forced indoctrination. So when they say, you know, that the Chinese people are outraged, they're outraged because the Communist Party is basically blasting them through their education, media, politics, everything, that, hey, they need to hate, you know, freedom of expression from the West because it's going to destroy, you know, the Communist Party.
Yeah, if you list Taiwan, if you quote the Dalai Lama and put that in an ad, if you have any insinuations that you don't see China, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong as part of China, forget about doing business no matter how big the company. Why does it bother him so much?
Oh, well, I mean, the Communist Party, in addition to, you know, so their social contract with the people is, we're going to provide you continuous economic growth, and you're going to keep your mouth shut. And so what we're going to do is bleed the rest of the planet so that we can put a roof over your head. But at the same time, when that starts going south, the other thing they've said is, we're going to also, you know, bring you back from the century of humiliation. We're going to bring you back these territories that we lost, that we own, which is essentially Taiwan, Tibet, and other territories like the East China Sea and the South China Sea. Of course, if you look at the nine dash line, they claim that they own the entire South China Sea is a lake, you know, a Chinese lake, and of course, you know, it's according to international law, it's not owned by anybody.
Here's what Jason Whitlock said. He says, what you have to understand about sports and China and athletes, they are quick to condemn our president, to rip our country if there's something controversial with law enforcement, like hands up, don't shoot, or I can't breathe. But where's the courage of LeBron, Kobe, and others? Jason Whitlock knows of Fox Sports, Cut 40.
We're apologizing to a communist government, and then we have athletes here and coaches like Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich that rail against our government. We're the bad guys in the minds of these NBA players and coaches and their little parade of being so woke. These athletes are young, and I'm not giving them an excuse, but they're young. They don't understand how they're being used and played to promote a communist, a Marxist agenda.
And they got to. We are not the enemy. You are in a great country. They jail Muslims for being Muslims. They're weirs. They decide to destroy Christianity when they can. They're about to steamroll Hong Kong like they did those people in Tiananmen Square. And every day Taiwan wonders, is this will be their last day. Why is the mighty dollar so, I guess, get them so drunk?
Well, I mean, essentially, we have incentivized our corporations, our universities, our politicians in Wall Street to align themselves with the Chinese Communist Party because, quite frankly, they use money in their market pool of 1.4 billion people to lure them in. And once you're making all of those profits, it's hard to say no. And that's exactly what happened to the NBA. That's what happens to Apple. That's what happens to Google. That's what happens to Boeing. When I got to the White House, I said, look, it doesn't matter what the government does. If we don't get the nation, which is led by the private sector, you know, business interests, on the side of the Constitution, we're done as a country. And so, I mean, you're seeing it every single day.
So, by the way, Tiffany's got a warning. They're going to be pulled out of there because they had an ad out there that had somebody covering their eye. They thought it was something for Hong Kong. In the Marriott, they had to apologize to China for showing Taiwan, Tibet, and Macau as a lone country, is not part of the main country. And Mercedes apologized for showing a quote from the Dalai Lama. Countless Hollywood movies have been changed. That's why the 12th round of talks is so important. But I am not optimistic something will come out of this. They're already planning on leaving a day early. Final thought, General?
Oh, they don't want a deal. They absolutely don't want a deal because they know the deal that Lighthizer concocted is like ZTE and really puts them in a bad position. They can't, the U.S. can enforce the trade deal. They don't want that. They don't want to change the structure of their economy. So, you know, it doesn't matter what we want or the president wants. They don't want a deal.
Thanks so much, Brigadier General Robert Spalding, author of Stealth War. If you want to know what China's up to, pick up that book. He'll tell you exactly the way it is. Tim Tebow next.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971. Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family, by being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born, and I stand strong inside of it.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace out!
News as it happened.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Bonus Track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music.
Yesterday.
Paul McCartney revealed this week that one of the most famous Beatles songs ever recorded, Yesterday, may have really been about his mother, who passed away when he was just 14 years old. McCartney telling Stephen Colbert on CBS that he didn't think his mom's death affected him in that song, telling the talk show host he just knew it was a tragedy, trying to come to terms with her death. He says fans have often asked him about the lyric.
Well, that song, Yesterday, I'm going, yeah, to why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. They're saying, that's your mom. I said, well, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I certainly didn't mean it to be.
As far as the new movie out called Yesterday, about a struggling musician who lives in a world where no one has ever heard of the Beatles, then becomes famous for singing the songs only he knows, McCartney says he's seen it and he likes it.
Well, it was a pretty good plug for me.
Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Yesterday.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back right now with us in studio. If you're smart enough to have downloaded Fox Nation, and we certainly hope you have, Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow is actually with the New York Mets now, former NFL player with the Broncos. All he did was win. And he now is giving it a go in baseball. And you also watch him doing a great job on Saturdays in sports as a broadcaster. He's made the transition, but most importantly, in a few months, he's going to get married. And a lot of people look at Tim.
I like it. Out of all those things, it is most important.
The last one.
Yeah.
I know. Tim, great to see you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
So how did baseball go this year?
Ups and downs. Frustrating to end it getting injured again, similar to the way the year ended the year before. So it's okay.
You going back next year?
Yes, sir.
All right. No no chance at one of the football leagues.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
But you do love football.
Of course I love football. You're kidding me?
Because I watch you on Saturdays.
Oh,
and
I love it.
You just love it.
No, it's we were just talking off the air, and it's literally one of the easiest things I do. I love watching every single game. I love talking about it. I don't have to ever work myself up to try to get ready for it. I truly love it. I mean, it's so easy. Like, don't tell ESPN, but I would do it even if I didn't get paid.
Right, but they're going to pay you. The good news is the check clears.
I also like that part, too.
You do like that. The first time I met you, and I don't expect you to remember, you had just won the Heisman. You had a cast on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like saying to myself, wait, this guy's got 2 more years left? I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, does this seem like a long time ago when you were playing in college?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, it was a long time ago. It was 10 years since my last play in college, so it was a long time ago.
Do you ever think what would happen if Peyton Manning didn't sign with the Broncos? I mean, that was your job. People watched what happened the second half of that year.
Yeah, not really, to be honest with you. I think that's probably not a good place to let your mind just wander. And you know me well enough to also know that I believe everything happens for a reason. And I think that, I really don't believe you can try to walk in faith about being trusting God where you're at and also being bitter about where you're at. You have to choose one or the other. And so I'm not going to look back and say, man, I wish this would have changed. I wish this would have changed. Sure, there are disappointments and frustrations and things you would like to change, but you still got to understand, even through the disappointments, that so much can be used in your own life and your own heart to learn from it. And I think that has been very true in my life.
So do you believe your life's been scripted?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think that we still have choices, that we have the choice to make, you know, good and bad and in life and what we choose to do and who we choose to help. But I do believe that everything happens for a reason.
And I think
God has a bigger plan for it.
And I think that came out in your book that you are not just saying that, because you wrote something very hard and you talk about playing with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And you felt like, you know, you were in flip-flops, you were ready to go to a barbecue to celebrate the beginning of a season.
That's right, yeah.
You
so
see
true.
Bob Kraft.
Yeah.
You see
you
Bob
read
Kraft.
It. There you go.
Yeah, you see Bob Kraft, and he said, hey, what's going on, Tim? It's like he had no idea. Maybe he did not have any idea. I'll see you at my house later.
Yeah.
And guess what happens?
Then I get cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I get cut.
Right.
That day, I was getting ready to go to his house for a barbecue, and then I got cut beforehand.
And the fact that you wrote about it,
yeah,
I think, took a lot of guts. Did you even have a moment to be disappointed? Did you say, guys, leave me alone?
Oh, yeah. No. There was 100% disappointment after that. Absolutely. It was disappointment for so many reasons, But, yeah, and it was tough getting over because I thought, man, this is going to be so exciting. It's going to be perfect. Be behind Brady. He's going to play. Eventually, he'll retire. You know, I get the chance play for Belichick. Coach McDaniels, who drafted me in Denver and, you know, was close with all of them.
He was the head coach at the time.
In Denver, yes. Yeah. And then he was, when I was in New England, he was the OC there for the Patriots. Still is. And amazing coach, too. Great coach. So smart. And so all those things felt like it's lining up. But you know what? Then you get knocked down. But you know what I can tell you, Brian, is I totally feel like I have had so much more of a ability to share with people and impact people because of the lows that I've been through than I ever could through the highs. Because, you know, I've been blessed to have some highs, but very few people can relate to some of those, but most people can relate to the lows, because isn't that true in a lot of our lives that people have said, you're not good, and if you can't, you won't, you shouldn't. And I try to, you know, and when I write, try to be vulnerable to share those lows, to be authentic and real with people, to say, you know what, it's not that you're not shaken, it's not that you're not, don't get knocked down, but it's even in the midst of it, how we can still have faith and we can keep fighting.
So it's easy to greet kids and be a role model when you're starting and you're the star and you're a Heisman Trophy finalist and you have number one draft pick, but when you're the backup quarterback and you feel like, for example, the Jets, and you feel like they're not giving you a shot, people would see you in New York and you'd be just as happy to greet the kid who might be going through a tough illness at the time or be part of your foundation. That's got to be tough.
No doubt. Absolutely. It definitely can be tough, but that's where we have to choose to do what's right over our feelings. We have to choose our convictions over our emotions, and we have to choose wanting to be able to help those people and then also be able to give people an insight into the sucky moments of life and the disappointment, because I truly believe that a lot of people are going to see you in those situations and get more from it, learn more from it, see more realness from it than they are in the highs. Yeah, it's easy to greet people or say hey to people.
When you beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs.
It's easy to do that. Everything's going so well, but what about in those moments where it's not going well? But you know what? They see that, okay, you can still be that person. You can still be kind. You can still try to stand up for what you believe in those moments, and that gives more authenticity to who you are and the message and what you want to stand up for.
All right, a couple of things. One thing people have noticed when you're in the baseball uniform, a football uniform, or a casual like now, you're in really good shape. So not only – there's a lot of athletes, you know. You look at them, especially baseball players. A lot of them aren't, and they're great athletes. So you really credit a lot of it to what you eat, and you eat a lot, the keto diet, which is not new. But I did not know you've been on it since 2012.
Yeah, I've been on it since 2012, and honestly, it wasn't even really a thing in 2012. It wasn't really that popular until the last couple of years, but for me, literally been on it since 2012, and I feel like it's made such an impact for me, not just in sports, but it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that I choose that has really helped me so much. And when I started in 2012, it was really hard to kind of figure it all out and map through it and have the right all the right recipes and everything. But now it's just so much easier, and a big part of that is to Keto Logic, because they're just trying to make it so easy for people to be able to understand it, to use it, and to be able to apply it.
And for people listening right now who know it but don't know what it is, how would you describe it? And you must be doing this on a regular basis anyway.
Keto Logic is high fat, moderate protein, low to no carbs and sugar. We have to remember that sugar and carbs are not our friend. And what keto does is it changes your fuel source from glucose to ketones, where you're using fat for fuel. So you don't have the highs and lows throughout the day. You have it's more sustained energy throughout the day, which I think is the first thing people really realize, besides leaning up and being able to lose weight and lose fat, is just the mental clarity throughout the day.
But people always were told to avoid fat, right? I mean, you're saying don't just avoid carbs.
Yeah, well, no. And there's a lot of stuff out there. And honestly, I can just share from my opinion as well that consuming more fat for me and diminishing the carbs and sugar has been so beneficial, because fat, the number one thing your brain wants is fat. It is for clarity. And you know what? Also, when my, unfortunately, when my dad got Parkinson's, what the doctors put him on was a keto diet, because his brain needed that fat. And so, you know, it's something that has worked so much for my family in different ways, but it's been really cool how different, you know, I got through it into it because sports, my dad got through it because Parkinson's, my nephew got into it because of, he had some severe health issues. And so all these ways, and now so much of my family is keto.
Right. So a couple of things. How many sponsors do you have? Like, Tim, how many do you know roughly?
A handful.
I know a lot of them you had to be loyal to it. So if something happened negative with one of your sponsors, you might go, hey, listen, I can't talk about that now. I get it. But when you have a country that oppresses tens of thousands of Muslims, when you have a country that oppresses, you can argue, a society, they choose to be communist. When you have a country that's constantly threatening its neighbor and Taiwan, and when you have a country that's in a threat of our interests, and they take on the NBA because one general manager tweeted out something for the people of Hong Kong, you as a player, do you feel it's your role to speak up against that country?
Well, I feel like
you're talking about China.
I feel like I don't think it's worth it to see a player, but an individual. A lot of times people will look at, they'll say, oh, players, you're part of the NBA. But you're labeled as a baseball player, basketball player, football player, but what, as an individual, individuals have beliefs and convictions.
Right.
And, you know, what I was sharing with you earlier is I think when you have those beliefs and those convictions, it is important to stand up, especially if you believe it's right. We need that. You know, Winston Churchill, one of my favorite quotes from him was, he said, if you have enemies good, it means you stood for something at least once in your life. And I think that there's a lot of young people that, you know, and I was this way, is we just wanted so many people to like us. And then I realized, you know what, instead of being liked, I would rather be respected.
Right.
And there's a big difference between the two.
And I just remember Steve Kerr, the great coach and player for the Golden State Warriors, was asked about the president and said this, cut 44.
Then all of a sudden you're faced with the reality that the man who's going to lead you is has routinely used racist and misogynist, insulting words. That's a tough one. Just the whole process just has left all of us, I think, feeling just kind of disgusted and disappointed.
And when
I thought we were better than this.
And when asked about China, well, it's a bizarre international story. I don't know what to make of it. So he had an opportunity to stand up for his league against China and for freedom against oppression, and he punted. And many people think it has to do with the millions. Do you think that... do you have a problem with that?
Well, you know, when I don't know, I don't want to speculate on someone's intentions or what they mean. You know, the few times I've been around Coach Kerr, he's been very nice to me. You know, I think that would be important for people to ask him, for you to ask him and find out his intentions before you just speculate at something. And to really to try to be able to find the answer. I think that's really important, is that we actually get, you know, clear-cut answers and we ask people those questions.
Yeah, I just wish they'd be a little less critical of the president and give him that type of deference as opposed to China, where we have 70 years of a track record. So go out to the keto diet, no matter your age or what you're facing, give it a shot.
Well, I don't know if it's right for everybody, but I tell you what, it's been right for me and my family. And if it's something you're interested in, then I would encourage people to give it a shot.
All right, where do we go?
KetoLogic.com. It's got so many of the recipes and the supplements to help make it easy. They make it super easy with four easy steps. And you can even go on today,
right,
Fox News 25, and you get a 25% off today.
All right, there you go. Fox Nation fans, that's what it looks like. You have to run. Tim, thanks so much for
coming
in.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian.
Right,
appreciate
continued
it,
success.
Thank
Good luck with the Mets next year.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286. That's 1-800-469-0286.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
No other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, that's a pre-9/11 mentality that the Mideast is no concern to us. I'll say what I said to President Obama. I hope President Trump's right. I hope we can turn the fight against ISIS over to Turkey. I hope that Turkey, when they go into Syria, they won't slaughter the Kurds. And I will say this to the president. It would be hard to protect America without allies over there. And the Kurds have been good allies. And when Turkey goes into Syria, they're not going in to fight ISIS. They're going in to kill the Kurds because in their eyes, they're more of a threat to Turkey than ISIS. So I hope he's right. I don't think so. I know that every military person has told him, don't do this. And this is the pre-9/11 mentality that paved the way for 9/11. What's happening in Afghanistan is no concern to us. So if he follows through with this, it'd be the biggest mistake of his presidency.
And no question about it. You could just pop out the part where he says we destroyed the caliphate. Number one, it was our know-how, our knowledge, our equipment, but the Kurds were our ground force. And they said they lost about 10,000 people. Were they fighting for themselves? Yeah, a little bit. But for the most part, they said we have an ally in the area. At least they will be able to get some land out of this. Baghdad treats us terribly as part of Iraq. This would be an opportunity. We've been friends with the Americans for a long time. This just in. Turkish warplanes have started to carry out airstrikes on civilian areas. There's huge panic among the region. That is coming to us from Syria. Congratulations, Mr. President. You got your deal. We don't want to be in wars anymore. Okay, that's too bad. Can anyone tell me, do you know three people who don't think Al-Qaeda and ISIS is a threat to Western civilization? Do you know they're more lethal now and their use of cyber technology makes their conversation, they might as well be right next door? Here is Dave Ignatius on what this means for Russia, what this means for Iran. Cut 24.
As the Turks prepare for their invasion across the border in northeastern Syria, Russian and Syrian regime forces further south are said to be moving up toward the Kurdish areas to catch the Kurds in a kind of pincer and reduce the area under their control.
Yep. Reduce the area under control, and it's happening right now. Cut 27.
These people have seen brave allies fight because the United States asked them to. The Kurds in Syria have lost 11,000 dead, 24,000 wounded, destroying this menace of ISIS. We, in this same period, 2014 to now, have lost less than 10 people. So the people who did the killing and the dying were these Kurds. And for Americans who fought with them, to see them abandoned has been painful. That said, they do what they're told. They're our military. Commander-in-Chief gives an order. They figure out how to carry it out.
There's nobody in the Pentagon, very few people in the Pentagon, who think this is a good move. My hope is that he backs out of it. For those who fight like Senator Martha McSally, he's been there six times. Cut 32.
As someone who's deployed to that region six times, I agree with President Trump's objective to not be bogged down in the Middle East, to bring our men and women home. And we really need to be looking at the rising threat of China. However, we have a generational struggle and fight against Islamic terrorism. And I'm glad that President Trump took action against ISIS in an innovative way, unlike President Obama. We used a small number of people on the ground advising this force, the SDF, with our air power, and they were able to roll back the caliphate. So we cannot tolerate a NATO ally now coming in and mowing them down. That is just not the right message, and it's not good for the safety of America. So I really hope it's reconsidered.
Everyone is trying to say, I hope. People that have that have always thought the president was above average as a president, liked a lot what he did, can't really rationalize some of the things that he's done. But for the most part, he's been a real good president. This is just dumb. It's dumb. It's catastrophic. The message to the region. You know what the big difference is from when President Obama took over? It was Baghdad. We'll fix it. The surge worked. When President Obama takes over, in comes ISIS. They almost take the entire country if it wasn't for the Kurds. All the Kurds were asking for arms. We had to make sure they got the arms because Baghdad wasn't giving them the arms we were giving Baghdad. Then we formulate a plan. We put it on steroids when Trump takes over. They start blowing up the caliphate to smithereens and capturing the ones we didn't kill. And then when it's destroyed, in the middle, Russia came in. Iran came in huge forces to prop up Assad. So now Iran, which showed the world that they can penetrate U.S. defense systems by putting jet engines on drones and penetrating on low air power into sensitive areas. If you're Israel, you're about to be surrounded. Hezbollah on one side, Syria, which is Iran, on the other side. And then, of course, you have in Gaza Strip, the Palestinians looking for an opening to take what they think is their land back. We're not helping. We made a terrible move. There's a lot of people, there's some people there that don't agree, but for the most part, sadly, I know I'm going to be 100% right. Hey, go to BrianKilmeade.com. Find out where I'm going to be with Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, which comes out November 5th.
We try to make healthy choices, but do you ever choose the air you breathe? Now you can, with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Included is the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit with computerized sensor control and app to reduce moisture, mold, odors, and insect infestation from your basement or crawl space. It also expels harmful gases such as radon, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. Addressing the worst air in your home will transform the entire house. Add the Wave 6-stage hospital-grade air purifier, the only one with HEPA filtration, two UV lamps, and other processes for a 99% kill rate of a broad range of pollutants and allergens. The Wave Indoor Air Quality Package will make your home a drier, cleaner, and healthier one all year round. It's time you choose the air you breathe. Choose Wave Home Solutions. Call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE. Or visit dryhousenow.com. Dryhousenow.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If you've even remotely been considering making the switch to solar, the next 25 seconds can literally change your energy bill forever. Powerhouse Solar reminds you that the 30% federal tax credit ends December 31st. You can put zero down and get locked in rates right now. Powerhouse Solar has been servicing Reading and the North State since 2003, and we're experts in solar electric systems, off-grid, and battery backup. If you're ready to say goodbye to that ever-increasing power bill, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 and see more at powerhousesolar.com.
Like never before, extreme left-wing radicals, both inside and outside government, are determined to shred our Constitution and eradicate the beliefs we all cherish.
The president's saying the far-left progressives are trying to tear down the traditions and customs that have made this country the greatest nation on earth, and he added they've rejected the principles of our founding fathers. Governor John Bel Edwards telling his supporters to brace for a barrage of national Republican efforts to try to unseat him in the next 5 weeks, leading to Louisiana's runoff election. The Deep South's only Democratic governor fell below 50% voter support Saturday night. He's forced into a November 16th runoff against Republican businessman Eddie Raspone to determine if he'll win a second term. President Trump's personal attorney has been drawn into the impeachment inquiry.
Ukraine, which is central to the ongoing impeachment probe by House Democrats, is now at the center of an investigation of Rudy Giuliani, President Donald Trump's personal attorney. According to the New York Times, federal prosecutors in New York are investigating Giuliani for possible lobbying violations. One of two anonymous sources tells the Times, prosecutors are investigating Giuliani's work to undermine Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. On Friday, Yovanovitch testified for 9 hours behind closed doors before House impeachment investigators. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The search for two people missing in the collapse of a building under construction in New Orleans postponed because of darkness. One person was killed, 18 others injured, mid-morning Saturday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
Check your plate. Your diet may be a part of your depression.
Half of a group of young adults in Australia with high depression symptom scores and diets high in sugar and fats were offered a Mediterranean diet, while the others had no change in diet. The group who changed their diet had significantly lower depression scores within 3 weeks, and other improvements remained after 3 months. Charles Snyderman, Washington.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom signing a law banning most animals from circuses. The law exempts rodeos and does not apply to domesticated dogs, cats, and horses. California now the third state to enact such a ban, joining New Jersey and Hawaii. Circuses have been declining in popularity recently. The most well-known act, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, closed in 2017 after 146 years of performances. At least 18 circuses don't use animals at all, including Cirque du Soleil. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Nevada's governor is expressing outrage and vowing to tighten control of the state's lucrative legal marijuana marketplace.
This in response to reports that a foreign national contributed to two top state political candidates last year in a bid to skirt rules to open a legal cannabis store. Governor Steve Sisolak declared in a statement that there has been lack of oversight and inaction of the recreational and medical pot industry by the State Marijuana Enforcement Division. He also said he is commissioning a multi-agency task force to root out potential corruption or criminal influences in Nevada's marijuana marketplace. Patrick Foss reporting.
The Arkansas House voted Friday to expel Republican State Representative Mickey Gates, who pleaded no contest to not paying his state income taxes. That would make him the first person to be kicked out of that chamber since the 1800s. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
It's going to be a big hour. What a week it's been. Dizzying rate with all the major stories happening along the way, and the huge story that happened on Sunday with the president's decision just to pull our guys back, 1,000 back, and now Turkey's just massacring the Kurds. At least 272 are dead. Turkey lost one. Meanwhile, the ISIS prisoners are basically unguarded. We're going to discuss that. The president will be meeting with the vice chairman or the vice premier of China today. There's a lot of optimism on Wall Street. They're now up 376 points. There'll be some incremental possible deal. My words, not theirs. And it seems there's a change of approach when it comes to impeachment, as a U.S. ambassador who was removed from her position but still a State Department employee was told you can go speak behind closed doors. Where is the strategy? Donald Trump Jr. at the bottom of the hour, followed by a name named Chris Wallace right after that. And Geraldo Rivera is just getting out of the shower. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. The NBA has always been a league that prides itself on its player and its coaches being able to speak out openly about political and societal affairs. I just wonder whether you would both feel differently about speaking out in that way in future. It's a legitimate question. This is an event that's happened this week.
That is a great question. Not going away, the NBA, the buckling of players and owners to the Chinese market communist manifesto continues. It brings a broader question to all of America. Is sacrificing our integrity and values worth it for big money? Meanwhile, as a backdrop, China's vice premier, as I mentioned, is meeting with the president today.
Number two.
And it really pisses me off, Brian, that F-16s designed by the Americans are being used to bomb the Kurds by Turkey.
And that is Senator Lindsey Graham with an exclusive interview with me yesterday in South Carolina. You'll hear that interview in next hour. And if you listen in New York, this is our first hour on WABC. But that is Lindsey Graham saying what a lot of people are saying, onslaught. That's what the Kurds are experiencing as Turkey flies across the border to wipe out our allies and their enemies, while jailed ISIS fighters could be freed at any time. A self-inflicted disaster, a body blow to the president's foreign policy report card.
Number one.
I do think that it's time for us to put a vote on the floor, a resolution for the inquiry structured in such a way that it can move forward with full power of the Congress behind it. That will further strengthen Congress's hand.
Yeah, it will, and maybe give some Republicans some rights, but it's still going to be up to the majority. That is a Democratic congressman talking impeachment. Two weeks in, what do we know that's new? President rages and Pelosi considers a vote. Trump went from no cooperation on Monday to cooperating today. What's going on? Where is the strategy? He's a lawyer in real life and a TV personality in TV life. Geraldo, where's the impeachment strategy with the president? He seems to have reversed course.
I disagree totally with his apparent decision to allow the former ambassador, current State Department employee, to testify. I wanted him to totally stonewall, unless and until there was a vote to hold an impeachment inquiry, a formal vote, like there was with Nixon in 74 and Clinton in 98. There should be a vote. Right now you got six different committees showering D.C. with subpoenas like they were confetti and Mardi Gras. I think that I don't understand this. Unless her testimony is benign, unless everything she is expected to say to Congress is helpful, I don't understand why the president would throw red meat to the enemy.
Geraldo, it's not going to be helpful. I mean, by all accounts, she was hostile to him in Ukraine. What do you think she's going to do behind closed doors after she gets removed? Now, his buddy, who's the European Union ambassador, he comes back, he's set to testify, he gets pulled. Now next week he's going to go in. So what is it? Trey Gowdy's got to take over right away.
But he can't because of the lobbying laws. He's got to stay out of government, you know, for a period of time, and I think the period ends on January 1st. So he can't go. He can't get in there until January 1st. So you have the tiger is still in the cage. You have nobody. I don't know who's leading. You know, Jay Sekulow is an excellent attorney, and I don't know how much on a day-to-day basis he's advising the president in this kind of tactics. But I don't understand. To me, the don't cooperate means you don't cooperate, that you want to delegitimize the process because the process is illegitimate. But when you start sending witnesses, agreeing that witnesses can testify, you undermine your argument for sure, Brian.
Hey, Geraldo, what do you make of these two Giuliani associates tied to the Ukraine, from the Ukraine, now naturalized citizens, arrested on campaign finance charges, and seems to be one of the ones who pushed for giving Giuliani, the mayor, a lot of information and pushed to have this ambassador removed? Where's this going?
I don't like it at all. I think that Ukraine will prove to be the burial ground of lots of people's reputations on both sides of the aisle, you know, from Biden to Giuliani. I didn't know they were naturalized American citizens. That throws a little more flavor into the mix. But by all accounts, these guys were thugs. Yeah, you know, terrible reputations who tried to leverage various issues in favor of people they favored. They obviously were close to America's mayor, who's now he can't be very comfortable. They go from lunch with him at Trump International to Dulles Airport, where they get busted by the Southern District, which Rudy used to head. That's when I met Rudy Giuliani, when he was the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District in New York. They're ferocious, extremely competent, very Democrat oriented. You know, I think that this is not going to end well for Rudy. Right now, there's no connection to the Trump campaign or to the president, no real connection. I hope it stays that way, but it certainly is something that is discomforting and that cannot be ignored, Brian.
I don't know how he knows these people, so I just don't know. I haven't spoken to Rudy about it. I don't know.
On China, sir.
I will
China.
Say this. From what I heard, I just heard about this. They said, we have nothing to do with it. We have nothing to do with it.
And there's a picture with him, with the president. But as the president says, I take pictures with everybody. I just have to tell you that on breaking news, that ousted Ukrainian ambassador who we were just speaking about has just entered the Capitol building. So now she'll go behind closed doors. And you just mark my words that everything that she says will be leaked out because it'll be negative to the president. Unlike the previous two witnesses that almost gave nothing negative, in fact, confirmed the president's story. Geraldo, as a lawyer, the fact that the transcript is out, the whistleblower's testimony seems somewhat diminished. And on top of that, yesterday or 2 days ago, the Ukrainian president said, I never felt pressured and knew nothing about the aid being withheld at the time of the call. Do these things matter?
Well, in a criminal trial, there is no doubt, Brian. But the fact is that the Ukrainian president, Zelensky, would be the chief prosecution witness. In other words, the alleged crime, in this case, the alleged impeachable offense, is that the president of the United States put undue pressure on the president of Ukraine to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden. So that's the crime. That means the chief prosecution witness is the guy who was victimized, the president of Ukraine. He was the guy that was strong-armed. He says there was no strong-arming. He says there was no quid pro quo. He says nothing untoward happened in his conversations. He felt no pressure. So the chief prosecution witness agrees with the accused that there was never a crime. I don't understand how the Democrats can proceed when they say something happened, when the victim, purported victim, says nothing happened.
I know. By the way, that's being totally played down. And I hope people see that. That's what people are talking about when they say the New York Times and Washington Post has an agenda. That should be blazing headlines. It isn't. Real quick.
The only way they'll see it is on Fox News or on your show, your radio show.
So I want you to hear what happened in the NBA. I'm fascinated by this because the NBA is now faced with what a lot of corporations have been faced with, from the Marriott to Tiffany's to Mercedes. They have somehow offended the communist government, and they backed up and apologized. We saw James Harden, one of the finest players in the league, apologize for the general manager's tweet that's expressed tweet that expressed sympathy for the freedom fighters in Hong Kong. And then we watched Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich, who relentlessly criticized the president, knuckle under and refuse to criticize China. Listen to what Steve Kerr said yesterday. Cut 20.
Has it ever come up that the NBA's business interests in China are at odds with a country whose human rights record is not in step with the United States?
It has not come up in terms of people asking me about it, nor has our record of human rights abuses come up either. You know, but people in China didn't ask me about, people owning AR-15s and mowing each other down in a mall. The world is a complex place, and there's more gray than black and white.
Well, not exactly standing up for the good old USA. You know, essentially, Steve Kerr, as I recall, he was either born or raised in Lebanon. His dad had some connection with the
American
University.
I believe his dad was killed there.
I mean, so he has some credibility, Steve Kerr, when it comes to international, politics. But not to miss that opportunity to make a stand against the Chinese violation or lack of civil and human rights is deeply disappointing for someone. That bothers me. Steve Kerr bothers me more than the players who are obviously, of course they have a financial interest, but they are responsive to their own management. Steve Kerr is management. He's so renowned. He's so established. He's so thoughtful. He's so experienced in terms of his life. For him to miss the opportunity to say even a sentence, something like, of course, we stand for the civil rights of all people, including the people of Hong Kong. You know, something relatively innocuous, but at least say the right thing in that big headline, because now you look like a wimp and an apologist because of the enormous profits the Chinese market potential has for the NBA.
Yeah, enough. I think that we all have to think about it. I think that, you know, you might lose some market cap. I think that you really got to think about whether you want to be told how to handle your PR by a company, by a country that might be a primary investor in your organization or a potential customer. And I think we're seeing it front and center. And I'm seeing the list of companies that have knuckled under and the movies that have been changed because the Chinese market wants the Chinese people to look better in it. And Hollywood, desperate for money to finance these monstrous productions, are kowtowing to it. This is the water's gradually getting hotter. We're going to lose total control of this stuff, which I never thought would happen. This is a turning point. The NBA has the power to stop this because there's nothing comparable. There's nothing to replace it. That country loves this league, and it can't be replaced with the Greeks or the Italian league. So they should stand up, and they should wear T-shirts for Hong Kong like they wore T-shirts for Eric Garner. Final thought.
I think that hypocrisy knows no bounds. You know, it affects and infects, affects politicians and basketball players and league owners. It is, you know, when you see it, you smell the rot of it. You know, to pretend you're one person, and then when push comes to shove, you reveal that you're not that person at all. You're somebody entirely different. I think it's when you see a hypocrite, out them. They are really low down.
Thanks so much, Geraldo. Have a great weekend.
You too, Brian.
We come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. I see you in Vero Beach. I see you in Valdosta. I see you everywhere. We'll get to your calls in just a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-785-9132.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win 7 World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number 7 with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I've got sanctions against Turkey that I will introduce next Tuesday. These are sanctions from hell. I'm going to break Erdogan's economy and cut off all aid to the military. And it really pisses me off, Brian, that F-16s designed and by the Americans are being used to bomb the Kurds by Turkey.
Yeah, that is Senator Lindsey Graham. You'll hear more next hour or a different hour on the Friday edition of the Brian Kilmeade Show, which, by the way, I just found out is not going to be on Sirius past Friday. We hope to work it out on Channel 450. But if you love the show, that would certainly help if you let Sirius know it, because now you'll have to go to BrianKilmeadeShow.com, which is fine, or the Fox News Radio app, which is okay, or iTunes. And hopefully you're in a family of affiliates, which is growing astronomically. But Sirius has always been a great partner with us, and for some reason they don't want to come across and be reasonable in this exchange. So this could be the last day on 450. Hopefully it's just temporary. Tammy, listen on WTTB in Vero Beach, Florida. Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just had two quick points that I think might have been discussed in some of the news, but I feel like he green-lighted Turkey, and I think it has something to do with financial. If we would have embedded our soldiers within the civilian community, hospitals, places like that, he would have never dropped, Erdogan never would have dropped a bomb on the Kurds, but it could have forced them to the table. We didn't have to be there in any kind of military capacity. We just need to be there. There's no way they would have attacked us. That would have been a good negotiation.
Absolutely. Have your Secretary of Defense do it. Sorry, Mr. President. Mark Esper is going to talk to you. It's in our best interest to stay there right now. I understand how you feel about the Kurds, but we're not going to be moving, and we trust you will not be invading. That's it.
has to do with the oil pipeline. The second point is I'm very disappointed in the president with this attack on Hunter Biden. Financial, yes. You made a statement earlier today that he's not robbing banks. Well, yes, he is. But the thing is, the president had an addicted brother and has modeled his life not to drink or smoke or any of that his entire life out of respect for his brother. I wish somebody would remind him of that.
Good point.
I'm very sorry that he's gone there.
Yeah, Tammy, I hear you. Jack, listen on WVGA in Valdosta. Jack.
Hey, Brian. About Hunter, and I somewhat agree with your previous caller there that you know, he has had a tough life, but he's not a kid. He's a grown man. You mentioned earlier that he, you know, a week into this military stint that, you know, he couldn't keep himself straight and that sort of thing. But wasn't he a little bit old to be getting into the military at that point?
Yeah, he had special dispensation to get in there, and then he blows it right away. And he said it was because he bummed some cigarettes, and they were laced with cigarettes before he went in, and they were laced with something. Nobody buys that. But I'm just saying, Jack, look at his actions. Don't go after him personally. Where's Hunter? He's got problems, addiction issues. That's my point. I understand people just, they look at the way they go after his family, and they say the same thing. I just think you could factor in what the previous caller said. And I just would not want my hands dirty. He's got those problems. Just talk about the investment issues.
Orchard Nutrition Center presents the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. There'll be free samples, information, and education all dedicated to your health, and it's free admission. Come check out the dozens and dozens of booths, plus free educational talks in the Sundial Room with expert guest speakers all dedicated to your health. So make plans to bring your family to the Healthy Living Expo, November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel. Brought to you by Orchard Nutrition Center.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant. Or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983.
President Ronald Reagan.
How they preached the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We had a good deploy, and the sunshield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Florida couple make the Dean's List for their heartwarming video of the moment they decided to go to homecoming together. David Matthew Cowan, a senior at Seminole High School, asked his girlfriend Sarah Marie Garcia, a junior and cheerleader at Lake Brantley High School in Almont Springs, to homecoming. The couple, who both have Down syndrome, attended the event together. David arranged his homecoming surprise proposal to take place during Thursday night's high school football game, where his girlfriend was cheerleading. The video has gone viral and shows David walking up to Saris with balloons, flowers, and a sign that read, "Will you be my sunshine to homecoming?" In the video, Saris is heard saying yes when David asked her to homecoming. Then he raises his arms in the air in victory. To David and Saris, thank you for sharing your beautiful story with all of us. Homecoming and the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
By the way, Brian's gotten a lot better, right? Brian was a 7, and he's getting close to 10 territory.
So that was President Donald J. Trump yesterday, last night, when I got a bunch of text messages of people rating me, and I thought, what is this related to? Because I did not watch the whole special, because the Giants were playing the whole appearance last night. And I also wanted to see who the Yankees were going to be playing. Was it going to be the Astros or Tampa? Meanwhile, to break the tie and tell me how he'd rate me is Donald Trump Jr., the vice president of the Trump Organization. Don, I don't want to put you on the spot or against your dad, but if your dad gives me just above a 7 and getting better, if you were to put yourself, would you rate me higher or lower?
Listen, I would say solid 6. Brian, but that's like a Trump 9. Like a solid 6 is a pretty good compliment. So that's like a Trump 9.
All right, that's fantastic. All right, so again,
How you doing, buddy?
You're good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thanks.
So Eric warmed up the audience last night, correct? Did you speak too?
No, I was actually, taking it to the streets. I was down speaking at the University of Florida with Kimberly, bringing it to college campuses. So I was dealing with a ruckus crowd, but probably a little different.
Let me ask you, how did that go?
Honestly, it went well. Listen, it's a college campus, right? So you're going to have the protesters. You're going to have the haters. Frankly, the least tolerant people in the world are, leftists who preach tolerance. And, you can see that on full display. But I think sometimes, having some of that craziness, makes the supporters that much more energized. So while it's a little bit noisy and a little bit loud, if you're not afraid to, get in there and take it on, it ends up being very intense. So it was a great event, and it was a lot of fun.
So yesterday the president said this about Hunter Biden. Cut 4.
Here's Hunter being examined by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd or some of these people. Hunter, it's so great that you're here, sir. Hunter, I know they're giving you approximately $168,000 a month, and then they fly to China. And Hunter, he goes in, he has a meeting, he walks out in his fund with $1.5 billion.
So the president going after Hunter Biden, and then yeah. The LA, do you think that's the right way to go?
Listen, I think you have to. I mean, this whole notion that family is off limits, you can't talk about it. I go, that's interesting. Look at what they tried to do to me for 3 years. I mean, these clowns tried to put me in jail for 3 years because I took an unsolicited phone call. You know, the double standard is pretty sick, Brian, and I've talked about it for a long time. You know, we can play one way or we can play another way, but we got to be playing the same game. And the reality is this. If Donald Trump Jr. flew on Air Force One with my father, the president, to China and came back with $1.5, not $1.5 billion, just $1.5, we'd solve the fake news media problem because their heads would explode. The aneurysms would be everywhere. There'd be none left. There's a double standard. If Donald Trump Jr. had a no-show gig on a corrupt Ukrainian oil company while my father was in charge of the issues over there, minor details. I've never been in energy or oil. Minor details. I don't speak Ukrainian. You think the press would have a problem with that, Brian? Hunter Biden's got all sorts of other issues. You know, we don't have to talk about, you know, the drug problems getting thrown out of this, the crack pipe. But because it doesn't matter. I get that people have problems. But do you think I'd get a pass from the media if those were my problems? Do you think they'd give me the benefit of the doubt? Do you think if there's a process server trying to find him for, you know, child, you know, paternity claims and stuff like that, you think that I'd be able to disappear? I had the media camped out in front of my apartment for 2 years, trying. They don't even try to find this guy to even get a comment. So, you know, one way or the other, I don't like that it has to happen this way. But just, you know, play by the same rules. Let's play in the same game, and we have to start doing that as conservatives. You know, whether it's Joe Biden and that corruption, you've heard it in my stump speech. I've talked about Ukraine for a year. It only became news, Brian, when they could somehow magically try to make it about Trump. Now, they cut out 540 words of the conversation to do so. That's like ho-hum. I mean, that's the game we're playing in. It's not fair. It's not a level playing field. And so we have to fight back accordingly.
So the LA Times does this story because it came out yesterday just about you and Eric and the fact that you guys are still in doing business and you guys are traveling on Air Force One.
Well, we're not doing business while traveling on Air Force One. We've always been in business. But, Brian, the real difference is we were businessmen before my father went into politics. We actually stopped doing all new international deals. Now, I have a contractual obligation to do the deals that we had signed up before he was president. That's what you do. You couldn't leave our partners who've been with us for years in many cases in the dirt. We've turned down probably hundreds of millions of new dollars worth of new deals because of that. The difference between us and Hunter Biden became an international businessman when his father was the vice president of the United States. We stopped being able to do new deals at that time. So they're saying, oh, they're doing international business. We're not doing international. We're finishing off the deals that we had in the works prior to becoming politicians. We didn't magically become international businessmen, you know, the day my father assumed some sort of power. It's exactly the opposite of Hunter Biden. So this false equivalency that the media is trying to do, oh, Donald Trump Jr., you know, they make it seem like we're signing up new deals abroad. No, we are doing and meeting with our partners for deals that were signed up prior to 2016, essentially, or, you know, Election Day 2016. When we were actually businessmen, when that was actually our business. So the media trying to do this false equivalency, like we're out there, you know, making money off the presidency is frankly asinine. And we've turned down hundreds of millions of dollars worth of new deals because of it, because that's the right thing to do.
And you
exactly the opposite of what the Bidens have done, where they've profiteered, you know, off of politics, whether it's Joe, whether it's Hunter, whether it's Joe's brother who's being sued for fraud and apparently got a $1 billion deal in Iraq. You know, Joe, you know, no one's ever heard of Joe. He's getting $1 billion contracts from the government.
Gotcha.
Joe's brother in Iraq. I mean, give me a freaking break, Brian. It's
Don, nonsense. I know you're pumped up because number thing, you really enjoy doing the international business deals, and that really bothers you.
It was what I did.
Four to eight years. Don, the other thing is people look at the president and his decision on Turkey, and they start factoring, well, he's got the Trump Tower in Istanbul. That must have played a role. What's your reaction?
It's nonsense. The reality is this. His entire platform has been, I want to get out of these endless wars. I want to get out. They say, oh, well, this is something different with when you have the Kurdish situation. It's like, okay, so when do we get out of those wars? When do we get out of those positions? You know, this notion that, you know, we're going to solve everything by putting people everywhere.
No, I know. I would be wrong to have you talk policy for your dad, because that would be exactly what everyone would be saying. You're not doing policy. I get that.
He's just being consistent with every message that he's ever had.
But the deal is essentially done.
We're not getting, you know, it's been out there for years. It's not like we're making continued huge numbers off of these things. He's not driving American policy, you know, based on, you know, one building in Turkey. That's just, you know, if you haven't noticed, you know, when you're in business, when you're in real estate, when you're in hotels, like, you know, picking a side, being aggressive, being vocal, that's not great for business, but it's the right thing to do for America. And that's why he's done it.
Gotcha.
He's not naive. When he got into this game and he looked at me as he's going down on the elevator on June 16th, 2015, he looks at me. Now we find out who our real friends are. That's what he said. Because he knew exactly how vicious it would be.
Yeah, I knew exactly
how brutal it would be, and he wasn't naive to it.
Right, and he's definitely willing to fight. And what about this picture that you're in with Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman? Do you know these guys who just got indicted?
We've met them. They're donors. I don't know what they're doing. They're donors to campaign, like tens of thousands of other people that go out and do these things. So I don't know exactly what they did. It seemed like it was legit at the time. They're American citizens donating politically. I don't know what they're doing after that. But again, it's sort of this notion of, you know, this false equivalency, right? It seems like only people on the right get in trouble when they do these sort of things. On the left, you could go countless times where the same thing's happening, whether it was Obama's campaign or others. And it's like, oh, no problem. We'll give you a pass.
It's going to be an interesting year. Donald Trump Jr., you have to run. Vice President of the Trump Organization, author of Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. Download it now. Don, thanks.
Thank you very much, Brian. I appreciate it.
You got it. Chris Wallace, next.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, I'm Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. Every pain relief product claims their new ingredient will help, but Blue Emu is the number one emu oil brand every year for a reason. Don't trust hype, trust consistency. Choose Blue Emu. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Hall of Fame catcher here, Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. After 10 gold gloves, I know when I've made a great catch. Blue Emu has supported my healthy muscles and joints for over 15 years. Blue Emu works fast, and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Now it's time to clear the airwaves for
Mr. Sunday, the receptive voice, the king.
I usually do that part, but that's okay, I guess.
Let's stop surfing in my wake, okay?
Absolutely. You take it from here. Whatever you want to talk about.
In these restaurants in Italy, they have what they call temptation rooms.
Oh, well, that was unexpected.
If you ever in your life get to Capri, go to Il Riccio and go to the temptation room.
What if I don't speak Italian?
Temptation room, everybody speaks English.
Are they discreet?
Now, that sounds like something with Elliot Spitzer, but no. The temptation room is a room that is just filled with desserts.
Oh, I was on a totally different page there. Desserts. Got it.
There is the most intoxicating aroma of sugar and sweets and bakery and calories.
The diva of desserts. The champion of chocolates. And the connoisseur of confectionaries. Chris Wallace.
Wow, I feel like the interview was done already.
I was going to say, I mean, here's the problem. No, we have to talk, but we can't ever match what we just heard there. That is so much more clever, so much better done, so much more entertaining than anything that is about to follow in the next 7 minutes. But it was very, very well done, and I'm glad to see somebody listen to me last week, even though it wasn't you.
Well, listen, Chris, a couple of things. We should give ourselves some credit. Because we provide the content that allows them to realize there's a lot of fat that could be cut out of this conversation and made into a highlight reel.
It's true. There are a number of people, including some people on the second floor, who keep saying, we should do something with that. These two guys, they're actually pretty funny together.
But do you think if we worked, let's say we worked every day together, which I've talked to your wife, Lorraine, she wants that to see that happen. Don't you think we eventually
she
turn on each
like
other?
She doesn't like working with me every day together so much.
Right.
But, I think we could keep it going?
Every day?
Absolutely. Now, here's the question.
Right.
Would you give up Steve? Would you give up Ainsley? And give up the Brian Kilmeade show to hitch your wagon, the two of us, Brian and Chris. And I'll give it Brian and Chris because that's alphabetical.
All right. So what are we talking about, an hour show? Are we talking about a commentary? Are we talking about a daily thing?
I'm talking about an hour show. Yeah, this would be it. This would be an hour on Fox News Channel, the Brian and Chris show.
How do I supplement my income?
And we would have, you know what it would be like? It would be like Regis Philbin and Kathy Lee Gifford. You know, and we would have host chat in the beginning. What did you done yesterday? What did I do?
Well, I don't know if I enjoy that analogy, Although anything with Regis involved, I think ends up being something I have to watch. But do I have to tell you now? Can we? It all comes down to the money.
Well, that's hurtful. That's hurtful. It all comes down to the money. Let me just say, you're not the first person to ever say that to
me. So, Chris, do you remember Mike and the Mad Dog in WFAN?
Yes, but given the fact that I live in D.C.,
right.
I was aware of them, but I didn't really know.
Do you know they did the show, the most successful tandem on talk radio? Do you know they didn't talk to each other for, I think, 15 years? They would walk in and don't even look at each other.
I understand.
I mean, don't you fear that would ruin our relationship?
I have contempt for you, and I think you basically ignore me, but I don't think we hate each other.
No, we don't.
No.
All right.
No, I'd talk to you.
All right, so let's see if this will work. Let's pretend.
All right, so who's your agent?
I don't have an agent. I represent myself.
Are you serious?
Nope. So there goes the small talk.
Because that would be a big mistake for you to represent. We need people representing us.
Right.
I think let's get your guy, I assume it's a guy, talk to my guy, and we'll see if we can work something out here.
All right, as long as you're the hard part
with Frank. We should ask the listeners, whether they think this is a good idea, the Brian and Chris show.
1-866-408-7669. Will this show work? Number one. Number two, I think Fox Nation would do this in a second. This would be a supplement.
No. I want to be on cable. I want to. No, we're not doing this.
You're
we're not
cable.
Streaming. I'm not a streamer.
You're not.
No, I'm above that.
Say that. We're seen on Fox Nation right now. And there's people that don't
all
even
right.
know what
I'm not
is.
About that. But no, this is going to be on cable. Actually, honestly, I think we need to go to Big Fox. I think we should be. I mean, do you see some of the stuff they have on there? They got wrestling on there. That was the 1950s. Wrestling.
I know. Gorilla Monsoon.
Anthony
Rocco.
I mean, come on. They've got to be able to do better than wrestling on Fox broadcast. So, you and me, an hour.
All right, let's do it. I mean. I think it's Gorilla
Monsoon. There was a little pause there. There was a little pause, and I'm sensing doubt on your part.
Well,
you got a good gig.
Right.
You got 3 hours a day, so you're going to have to. But you're going to give that all up, and I'll give up Fox News Sunday.
You will do that?
Absolutely.
All right.
Why would I want to do that? Come on.
We're making so much news.
We're above Fox News Sunday and Fox and Friends.
Can you imagine Brian Stelter's newsletter? It's going to be so packed with information. Chris,
I don't know how the president's going to feel about this. Well, he'd half like it.
Well, here's what the president said about me last night.
Hey,
can we play that, Eric? Did you hear this?
By the way, Brian's gotten a lot better, right? Brian was a 7, and he's getting close to 10 territory.
So,
Brian was a 7?
Yeah.
So, if you're getting closer to 10, does that mean you're like a 8-? Or
well,
I don't know what that means.
Well, I mean, you know what it means. Well, you know the president. If you agree with him, he likes you.
Right.
But I think he likes me anyway. We're so similar. We both build huge buildings for a living before we got into this.
That's right.
And
neither of you have much hair.
No, that's not right. But he has plenty of hair. Okay, real quick, I want to get to something that I'm very critical of.
Serious, let's talk. I think this was deadly serious. And I think if you don't get your agent, talking to my agent right away, you're making the mistake of your life.
All right, I'm going to do it.
You can't let those people hold you down anymore in Fox and Friends.
Right, exactly. And they are holding me back. So
exactly.
I'm going to do something rare. I'm going to go to a CNN reporter who asked a Chris Wallace-like question in China to James Harden, Cut 21.
The NBA has always been a league that prides itself on its player and its coaches being able to speak out openly about political and societal affairs. I just wonder, after the events of this week and the fallout we've seen, whether you would both feel differently about speaking out in that way in future. It's a legitimate question. This is an event that's happened this week during...
So you was cut off. From asking that question, and you know the theme here. We only have a minute left, Chris. Where was this story going?
Well, look, it's pretty clear. If you do business in China, you got to play by their rules, and they don't value free speech and freedom of expression or freedom of demonstration, as we see in Hong Kong. So, I'm offended by it. I have to say, I'm not sure why. The basketball players decided it was a smart idea to weigh in on politics, but they certainly have a right to, And, you know, they obviously China's not going to like it. So you deal with those countries. You have to understand what their rules are.
Yeah, it was a tweet from an American general manager in America. But real quick, Chris, what can we expect on Sunday? 15 seconds?
Well, yes, we're going to have a top official talking about the situation in Turkey with the Turkish coming over the border. A lot of Republicans and Democrats.
Big show. That's cool.
We try to make healthy choices, but do you ever choose the air you breathe? Now you can, with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Included is the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit with computerized sensor control and app to reduce moisture, mold, odors, and insect infestation from your basement or crawl space. It also expels harmful gases such as radon, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. Addressing the worst air in your home will transform the entire house. Add the Wave 6-stage hospital-grade air purifier, the only one with HEPA filtration, 2 UV lamps, and other processes for a 99% kill rate of a broad range of pollutants and allergens. The Wave Indoor Air Quality Package will make your home a drier, cleaner, and healthier one all year round. It's time you choose the air you breathe. Choose Wave Home Solutions. Call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE. Or visit dryhousenow.com. Dryhousenow.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.